The views expressed on the previous program.
Is it 155 yet or what?
Oh, I wish.
Oh, come on now.
Don't tease. Broadcast group.
It's staff. George is taking a pay cut.
You're listening to South.
Who is the sports
league? You got a 3% increase and a 5% decrease.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Well, you talk about the shaft. They really hate you like poison.
They hate me?
Yeah.
Everybody took one. Even the boss.
Yeah, right.
560
WQAM. Gotta sell those golden plumbing fixtures now.
To talk to Neil, dial
567-0560. I wouldn't be surprised if the Beasleys were lined up at Denny's the other day.
Call toll-free 877-785-NEIL.
Can't you just see it?
560 on your
with the Billy Goat and the banjos?
And wireless phones. The opinions expressed
by the way, that freak kid from the banjo from Deliverance, he's dead.
Those of
yeah, no, banjo boy.
Staff or sponsors.
He's still dead.
Banjo boy.
On 560 WQAM.
Neil God.
Good morning, Americans. It's Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Robert walks into a bar with his pet monkey. You see where I'm going? He orders a drink, and while he's drinking, the monkey jumps all over the place. The monkey grabs some olives off the bar and eats them. Then he grabs some sliced limes and eats them. Then he jumps onto the pool table, grabs one of the billiard balls, sticks it in his mouth, and to everyone's amazement, somehow swallows it whole. The bartender screams at Robert, "Did you see what your monkey did?" Robert said, "No, what?" "Well, he just ate the cue ball off my pool table whole." "Yeah, that doesn't surprise me," Robert answered. "He eats everything in sight. Sorry, I'll pay for everything." He finishes his drink, pays his bill, pays for the stuff the monkey ate, and then leaves. 2 weeks later, Robert's in the bar again, and his pet monkey is with him. He orders a drink, and the monkey starts running around the bar again. While Robert is finishing his drink, the monkey finds a maraschino cherry on the bar. He grabs it and puts it in his bum, pulls it out, and eats it. The bartender is disgusted. "Did you see what your monkey did?" "No, what?" says Robert. "Well, he stuck a maraschino cherry in his butt, pulled it out, and ate it," said the bartender. "Yeah, that doesn't surprise me," said Robert. "He still eats everything in sight, but ever since he swallowed that cue ball, he measures everything first." Paul Harvey. Good day.
Wow. Boy, he sure stumbled and bumbled to get around to that.
Oh, well.
I would have hoped it would have been something a little bit more.
Nah.
Well, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
10:02 at 560 WQM. Here we are again, Thursday, February 5. Oh, boy. And it is freezing everywhere. Don't be bellyaching about temperatures in the 30s, okay? The
really?
Wind chill here is minus 28 Celsius. Minus 28. Sunny, though, looks really nice. Looks like the middle of summertime.
Nice.
Jesus says, "Morning, guys. Tuned in just now waiting for your show. Heard the last couple of seconds from a moron calling Joe Rose. Can you guys please tell Joe that was effing Reverend Greasepool and probably with his boyfriend? Take care." So some of the chronics, I guess, you know, since they aren't getting any chance to call in on this show, mm-hmm. now they're spreading their material around a little bit.
They always have.
Have they really?
They still haven't. I was in there in the control room, I told you the other day, and they're giving him the cutoff sign, which Joe did actually, you know, pay attention to and mm-hmm. hung up on him. But they call all the time. They don't know.
Well, evidently, is it Greg is the board op on Joe's show? See, they have four. They have four people on that show.
Right.
They have Joe Rose, Jesse Agler doing the updates,
mm-hmm.
Zach Krantz, and Greg, whoever he is. So
right.
There's four people on that show.
Right.
Well, that's a ball of duty is what that is. A big, smelly ball of duty. And Joe Bell comes up with that crap. "Well, you guys always worked with two people on the show. I don't know what's different now." Yeah, right. When I was there, you idiot. God, just... So George is taking a pay cut.
You make it sound like I'm the only one.
No, you're not the only one. The entire staff, except me, because I already took a much bigger pay cut.
Everyone in the company, not just the entire staff of this radio station.
I think if they really want to do well, they should give everybody like me a 50% pay cut, including them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why not? If it's good enough for me, if it's good enough for the old goose, it's good enough to take a gander. I'll tell you that right now, mister.
Uh-huh.
Mike says, "Neil, get me out of this horseball part of the state. A Cape Coral man was arrested Wednesday after he allegedly was found engaging in distasteful acts with at least one blow-up doll in a car in a parking lot at a Publix." According to Connie Barron, public information officer for the Cape Coral Police Department, George Bartusik Jr., 51. That whole junior thing. I want to have a discussion about that someday. Maybe today, juniors. Is that guys who aren't creative enough to come up with a different name for their kids so it's like junior? I don't like junior.
And ego.
Oh, yeah.
You want to make a little clone of yourself.
Don't see any women juniors. You don't see Schwartz Jr.
Yes, you do. Every once in a while.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, George Bartusik Jr., 51, was arrested and charged with breach of peace. Officers were called to the Publix on Santa Barbara Boulevard after someone complained about the man's behavior with a doll in the car. Barron said Bartusik was acting distasteful with the doll. It's uncertain at this time if other charges will be added. He was arrested. He was engaging in distasteful. It doesn't say what the acts were. Are there tasteful acts with a blow-up doll? I mean, as opposed to distasteful acts?
Sure, you know, you can buy them dinner, nice wine, candles, talk nicely to them.
Oh, boy. Oh, there's your president about the stimulus showdown.
You're on today.
Oh, yeah, stimulus showdown. All of a sudden, we all woke up and everybody was broke and nobody had any money and nobody was buying any cars. The banks didn't have any money to loan and everybody went under and all the, boy. I think the world is being had again. But then again, I'm a cynic and a skeptic. What do I know?
I agree with you completely.
I think it's another con job.
Yep.
And while people were sleeping last night, lots of other people were just taking your money and stuffing it in a mattress somewhere and stuffing it in their pockets, in their pillows. Here's the poll from yesterday. I changed it already because we had over 1,000 votes. Because it's a subject of great soreness to most people who drive in South Florida. If you could wave a magic wand and change one chronically bad habit of South Florida drivers, it would be. Oh, I better get in the habit of using this.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
Now that I've got that. It's hopeless. They're all a bunch of morons, 331. Generally driving like an a-hole, 235. We can't say ass. Red light running, 78. Failure to use turn signal, 72. Driving in the rain with your hazard lights on, 69. People driving too slow, 50. Oh, old, ancient, 200-year-old people driving in the left-hand lane way under the speed limit. Never, ever seen anybody get a ticket for that. Ever. Cutting into emerging lane at the last minute, 46. Blocking intersections in traffic, 34. Shooting at other motorists, 31. Tailgating, 25. Parking anywhere you like simply by turning your hazard lights on, 18. Get friendly with those hazard lights, boy, because they come in handy for a lot of situations, man. They're all illegal, but nevertheless. Failure to stop at stop signs, 8. Giving the finger reflexively, 4. And failure to yield at yield signs, 3. Yeah, there's nothing like some bozo cutting you off or doing some reckless, stupid, idiotic, totally illegal and unacceptable thing, and then they flip you off. That's what really frosts my fat, old, nasty, smelly, pimply ass. Let me tell you that right now. How's that new poll coming? You like it?
Meh.
Which of these places would you not be caught dead at? We've done polls like that before.
Yeah.
114 votes. Gay bar, 33. NASCAR event, 21. That's what I voted. I'd rather be a fag than a redneck. Westland Mall bathroom, 19. I bet you find both in there. Some real rednecky queens. Notorious JCPenney's tea room with those glory holes. Church, 15. I bet you there's glory holes at church tea rooms, too. Do they have tea rooms for the suckers at the churches?
Certainly.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that would be a fun thing to go around and drill a bunch of glory holes in church tea rooms. Church, 15. Swingers Club, 9. I bet you the priest would really get a big kick out of it. In fact, in the confessional booth, don't they have glory holes now?
That's true.
Nudist Colony, 8. Miami High Life, 5. Now, whose poll is this?
I don't know.
I don't either. Why would you pick on Miami High Life?
As opposed to just High Life?
Yeah, right. Golf Course, 2, and Cruise Ship, 2. Would be caught dead at blank.
A lot of good choices on here. It was tough.
129 vote now. Our goal is whatever we can get. I mean, we don't have the kind of like 8 million votes like they do across the street when they take a poll. Oh, my God, they blow out the server and everybody goes nuts and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Keep trying to talk yourselves into it, guys. You got a real giant audience over there. Most of the day parts begin with or a one. Here's one about the Cheesecake Factory. Designed to put me in a bad mood, I guess. I'm in a pretty good mood. I had a fine day at Woodbine.
Good.
That's Bine with a B, not with a V. Is it Woodbine or Woodvine? What is wrong with these people?
Where do we start?
Neil, I had dinner at the Cheesecake Factory last night after watching Doubt, which is nominated for an Oscar in virtually every major category. The movie is a battle between a nasty old nun and a suspected child-molesting priest. It's a good movie if you have contempt for the Catholic Church because you leave feeling that both characters suck. The dinner was its usual, not great, but very good. I've never had a bad experience at Cheesecake. I've eaten there maybe 10 times. Now, the patron who cut the 15-syllable fart in the men's room was another story. I thought the guy's ass was trying to spell anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Cute.
Anyway, the average volume at TCF is $9.65 million per restaurant, so they obviously have a strong following. Can't understand why you hate the place, because I've eaten there several times, 4 or 5 times, whatever, and each time has been a disaster. It says it must have been the obnoxious South Florida crowd. No, that had nothing to do with it.
Right.
Quit trying to make excuses. Oh, and it's signed, Rich, the child-molesting restaurant critic atheist in Orlando.
Cute.
Yeah, cute may be true. Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that because they make so much money,
mm-hmm.
that makes it good. I'm sorry, right. I'm not interested in statistics. I'm interested in good food.
I've been there twice, and it was the service was horrendous. The food might have been good if I'd gotten it in my lifetime, but it was cold and hard by the time I did.
Oh. Just awful stuff. And the desserts, which is what they're famous for.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're another one of those schnorrers out there that likes everything big portions, you know, you don't care about quality, well, that's a perfect place for you.
It's a very good point.
They give you portions designed for a family.
Right. Quantity is no excuse for quality.
Right.
No
substitute. But no quality. And the desserts, the cheesecake I had there.
A good point.
They give you portions designed for a family.
Right. Quantity is no excuse for quality.
Right.
No substitute.
But no quality. And the desserts, the cheesecake I had there.
A good point.
They give you portions designed for a family.
Right. Quantity is no excuse for quality.
Right.
No
substitute. But no quality. And the desserts, the cheesecake I had there.
A good point.
They give you portions designed for a family.
Right. Quantity is no excuse for quality.
Right.
No substitute.
But no quality. And the desserts, the cheesecake I had there.
A good point.
They give you portions designed for a family.
Right. Quantity is no excuse for quality.
Right.
No substitute.
But no quality. And the desserts, the cheesecake I had there.
A good point.
They give you portions designed for a family.
Right. Quantity is no excuse for quality.
Right.
No substitute.
But no quality. And the desserts, the cheesecake I had there.
A good point.
They give you portions designed for a family.
Right. Quantity is no excuse for quality.
Right.
No substitute.
But no quality. And the desserts, the cheesecake I had there.
A good point.
They give you portions designed for a family.
Right. Quantity is no excuse for quality.
Right.
No substitute.
But no quality. And the desserts, the cheesecake I had there.
A good point.
They give you portions designed for a family.
Right. Quantity is no excuse for quality.
Right.
No substitute.
But no quality. And the desserts, the cheesecake I had there, I wouldn't feed to a... I'm trying to think of a place that I know of. On Sherbourne.
Oh.
That's a bad street.
Sherburger?
Sherbourne and Wellesley. Oh, my God. Lots of druggies out on the streets, Mon. Buy some good crap, Mon. But nevertheless. Oh, we're back up. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, happy day. We're back up and streaming. All right.
Woot.
Probably thanks to the fact. Oh, Clem Tyra.
Yes.
Picker. The streaming is down. Oh, boy. Only, we only got about 4 or 5, though. That's, you know.
Hey.
What?
Don't complain now.
I'm not complaining. The stream is back. I don't have anybody saying the streaming's back up. Whole bunch of these malcontents. Oh, the stream is down. Oh, boy. Well, what are we going to do? You guys suck. Oh,
no.
Yeah. But now that it's back up, I don't have anybody saying, oh, we can hear you now. Thank God. Nothing. Zero. Well, I think there's a delay on this. Plus a delay on, you know. There's no delay on the internet stream, though. Right?
I'm told that there is, but I'm yet to be convinced.
Really?
Really.
Well, how can there be a delay on the internet stream when they get to hear everything, including stuff that we don't?
They're not
dumb.
Supposed to.
Yes,
we're
they
not,
are.
We're not. No. We're not supposed.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We're not supposed to feed the internet until we're supposed to be feeding post delay to the internet.
Oh,
not because
my
of,
God, how boring that is.
Not because of the language, but
because of what?
Libelous issues.
Oh, libelous,
libelous
my
slander.
Ass.
Yeah, it is.
Boy. Well, this isn't a very pleasant start to a great Thursday. We got the big O at 2, Mad Dog 4 to 7. We got a pristine lineup. Oh, no, we don't. We got Hurricane Hotline 7 to 9, then Dolphin Tonight 9 to 10, then the DA Show 10 to midnight with its cheer. Now, here's another one of these fake emails that came in last night, and I'm pretty sure I know who it's from.
There's no fact in the church.
Remember that creep?
Oh, yeah.
Good evening, Neil. This was 10:13 last night. I'm writing to you today because of something that was discussed on the air. It had to do with a story about the priest you were covering so vigorously. Why? It's been known for quite some time there are flaws in the Catholic Church. I know you read stories, most of the time political ones, and I'm okay with that. But as a Catholic, I was repulsed as you read that story. Not because of the content, but because of how long you lingered on it. I guess you didn't hear me read the story about the Orthodox rabbis.
Right.
From my recall, it took 2 segments, and you were still reading it. I haven't seen you do this ever. Not even with the political stories do you ever take that long covering a story. The sad thing is you seem to enjoy it. Even if that priest did those horrible things, you sound glad. You sounded as if your views and hate for religion were finally vindicated. Now, it's not finally. This has been going. This isn't something that just happened this weekend.
Right.
I listened to your show on rare occasion. If I had known this would be your main topic of the show, I wouldn't have tuned in, as I lost all respect for you. Yeah, it was the main topic of my show. I talked about it for 4 hours. I don't have anything more to add except to ask you why you take such joy in bashing religion. Somebody's got to. Somebody's got to talk some common sense. When I see people like you on the street who disrespect those of us who believe, I always pray for them, so I'll keep you in my prayers. Best regards, Jason Aguilera, Corpus Christi Catholic Church Rectory, and with an address on Northwest 7th Avenue, Miami. Please feel free to contact us if you have any questions. How do you like that one, huh?
Yeah.
Just remember one thing as you go through life.
In the church.
Right.
Right.
Well, nice try, Jason. Yeah, I talked all day about those Catholic priest stories, didn't I?
You could.
I spent a hell of a lot more time about the rabbi. And then right. Because we had the EBS test run on the air in the middle of the in the beginning of my read of the rabbi story, all these people requesting that I read it again.
So you could talk all day about it, and it wouldn't be enough, and it wouldn't do any good.
Right. Oh, nothing's ever going to change.
Right.
Oh, here you go. New York City Dave is squeezing himself that we're back on. Well, there you go. Streaming's back, says Jeffrey in Orlando. Just got the stream back. I hear you're bashing those who mailed you. Just wanted to say it's back and thanks. No problem, Jeff. The price is still right. It's still worth every ounce of what you pay for it. It's up. We have no life, Neil, says somebody. There you go. It's up. And the stream, too. And I keep coming across this thing from my friend Ken in Etobicoke. Story about the Jonas Brothers saying that one is gay, one is diabetic, and one is ugly. Where does he get that business about Joe Jonas being
gay?
Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, Adam Oshmack says, oh, the stream is back. Oh, go away, Adam. Go play in the snow. Larry Lawrence says, it's a shame that when the streaming is down, it doesn't prevent those complaints, those complainers from emailing you their complaints and criticisms and moans and groans. It seems only fair if they can't hear you, you and the rest of us can't hear them. Well, that's the way it goes. Just relax, Lawrence. It's a radio show, okay? It's a radio show. As we've discovered in the last few days, most of the emails, as George has said, are from the same few people.
Mm-hmm.
The same chronic, miserable, bitter,
same
hateful,
as,
sour.
Same
and also some people with a good sense of humor, like that Zeta guy,
yeah.
Whatever his name is.
That's it?
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's it, son.
Roll with it.
The World Wide Web. If you aren't online and working your own e-business, you're well off the pace. But now, there's an online company that can help you catch up. Erupsy.com. Erupsy.com is the new way to eliminate all the hard work that goes into building, maintaining, and advertising a high-tech website, and takes you right to its ultimate conclusion in one easy step.
I've always wanted to start my own e-business, and Erupsy.com helped me run through all my cash reserves and declare Chapter 11 quickly, without the hassle of actually hiring or laying off anybody.
Erupsy.com's online professionals can translate their knowledge into quick results for you every time.
Without Erupsy.com, I could have spent 12 to 18 months of hard work trying to keep my e-business afloat. But Erupsy.com made it easy for me to go into and out of business in no time at all.
That's because Erupsy.com can provide you with its proprietary software called No Chance. Once you install it on your computer, you'll see how impossible it is to actually make money without doing porn.
Erupsy.com made it possible for me to go broke without giving up my day job.
Erupsy.com. When you want to start your own online business, we'll take the worry out of going broke.
10:31 at 560 WQM. The streaming is back.
Oh!
We're back up.
Oh!
And, of course, I got about a tenth as many emails about the stream is back up as, oh, the stream is down.
That's
oh,
right.
Geez. You know. Negative. Real negative place. It must be my fault because I'm so freaking negative, you know?
That's it.
Here's one about you.
Oh.
No, it's not really about you.
I see.
Well, it's in the end. Paul says, hey, Neil Munn, going back to the Jamaicans and gay issues we talked earlier in the week, please don't generalize, Munn. Most Jamaicans are very Christian, and this is the reason for their closed-minded view on homosexuality.
Yeah, right.
They're very Christian.
Sure they are.
Jesus is Lord and all that crap, Mon. But there are Jamaicans who are open-minded and realize people are autonomous and deserve the right to be as they be. Well, I'm going to be as I be. How do you like that?
Good.
Please know that you have many Jamaican fans here in Florida. You are one silly cracker, and we love it. George, please pay up for the bag you bought for me last week. Signed, Ross DePaul.
R-R-R.
Ha, ha, ha! Oh, yeah. Hardy har. Yeah, good Christians. That's why they're homophobic. Well,
sure.
I guess that figures. Don't get started with those Catholic priests again. I'll get another email from that phony reverend. So many phony reverends and so little time, you know?
As opposed to those real ones.
Well, I'm not sure which is worse.
Mm-hmm. They're all phonies.
Liberal radio begged to go not to go conservative. Listener campaigns against change to right-wing greedy bastards format. A South Florida radio station said to be dumping its left-leaning progressive radio format in favor of sports is apparently being begged by some not to make the change. The Miami Herald recently reported that even though the station isn't confirming it, WINZ 940 will become a Fox Sports radio affiliate in March. Again, a move that will allow owner Cheap Channel to reduce costs. WINZ at present broadcasts news and talk along with basketball coverage of the NBA's Miami Heat. Oh. On its website, the station lists its current programming as Don Imus, Stephanie Miller, Randy Rhodes,
Howard!
Tom Hartman, Mike Malloy, Lionel, and Air America. Now, at least one listener who identifies himself as a former engineer for WYNZ is circulating an email stating the station is going to switch from a progressive honest talk format to right-wing greedy bastards format. He urges people to contact station manager Ken Charles to compel him not to allow the switch. To compel him. How do you like that?
Come on now.
There's only one thing can do that.
That the power of Christ compels you.
Oh.
The power of Christ compels you.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, yeah.
The power of Christ compels you.
Okay. More than enough. The note closes with, it couldn't hurt to not mention that you're not in Miami. Ken Charles. He's in Dallas or somewhere, Houston, he's somewhere. A spokesman for WYNZ's corporate parent, Clear Channel Communications, would not comment on the format issue of the Miami station, but told WorldNet Daily that Clear Channel has more progressive stations than any other radio broadcaster in America. Well, whoopee-doo. Woo! Clear Channel also runs another news and talk station in Miami, WIOD-AM. That station features well-known talkers on the right of the political spectrum, including Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and Mark Levin, whatever his name is. Doesn't mention Jimmy Syphilitic. You're small potatoes, Jimmy. WND didn't even mention your name. You're just lumped in with all those other Nazi bastards. How do you like that, Jimmy Syphilitic? And by the way, your play-by-play blows. It blows. Grand Lark's Cafe, that's what I was thinking of.
Never been.
Now, one person emailed me. Then I had to look up the Sawgrass, the directory.
Okay.
No, because they were too busy emailing. Oh, the stream is down. Oh, boy. Neil, will Joyce give you and George your money back with interest when things get better? George can sell limes at a busy highway intersection to make up the difference until Joyce coughs it up.
Already am.
Sell limes.
And grapes.
Oh, here's one about the email. Ex-South Floridian in Metro Atlanta. Loyal listener of Rick Shaw and QM in the 50s. Tune into Magic 102.7 when visiting relatives. Enjoy your show, Max. Backup. Max says, you're backup. Well, thanks, Max. There's a guy in Atlanta who has the decency to say you're backup. And I'm listening, and it's okay. It's not bad. Not great.
Okay.
Not sensational, but it's not bad. It's not, no Rick Shaw, man. It's no golden oldie days of QAM. Those were the days. Let me get some of those jingles out. The real jingles.
Yeah.
Like this one. Or this one.
Yours truly, WQAM 560. Music.
inept. Miami. Oh, I thought I was saying musically inept.
WQAM.
Oh, yeah, Golden Oldies, baby. That's the new format. That's the rumor. We're being replaced. Ricky Tickey's coming out of retirement. They're going to dig up. Maybe Joey can come back. Maybe Mr. Radio can send me some more phony Joey Reynolds emails today. Wouldn't that be special?
Yeah.
Mr. Radio. Oh, he and people of his ilk, which fortunately there aren't as many quite as obsessed as he is, they are the bane of our existence. They're the slime of the human race. Groupies. Oh, my God. He ought to elope with Blind Mike, I think. Mr. Radio. Wouldn't that be great?
Match made in heaven.
And they can match their knowledge of the old jingles. Here's a poll suggestion. How much time do you spend surfing the internet during work? Well, I don't like it. Michael Phelps says, what's happening to the stream? It keeps crapping out on me. Is this happening to anybody else? It's back. Relax. You're very slow and way behind the times. Too much bad weed, Mike. Too much bad weed. Speaking of bad emails, here's one from Rob, who says, while listening to the Wednesday edition of the show, you and George were talking about films, and you mentioned The Shawshank Redemption sucks. What? No, I never said The Shawshank Redemption sucks because I haven't seen it. And I'm not going to see it. And George didn't say that either. Some emailer or somebody
right.
said that. What? The Shawshank Redemption is a great movie. It's a beautiful film. If the movie sucks so much, then why is it that 90-some percent of the people have seen it compared to a religious experience? Now, you've seen it.
They
would do. You compare it to a religious experience?
Wow. No.
What other movie do you know of that can do this? At the end of the movie, when you realize all that Andy has done, how he's changed the prison, there's a moment of enlightenment. It truly is beautiful. A movie like this only comes around once every 30 years, yet Neil doesn't see that. Instead, you carry on and on about The Godfather. I haven't seen the movie, so how can I go on a negative or positive? That would be like my giving the opinion on Bubba the Love Sponge. I never heard the guy, so what do I know about his show? In The Shawshank Redemption, the bad guys in the movie also happen to be homosexuals. If you hate the movie because it portrays gays in a bad light, then understand. I never heard that before because I haven't seen it, Rob. Or could you just simply hate the movie because it's about two men who are close but aren't nailing each other? Yeah, that must be it. I don't know. I just find it amusing that your favorite movie is The Godfather, a movie that shows the dark side of life as opposed to Shawshank, a movie that celebrated the beauty of life. And then he says, I have an idea for a poll of Neil's taste. Which do you most disagree with? Taste in movies, music, TV, radio, and men, and women, and everything.
Bah, bah, bah.
See, this is manufactured hostility.
Sure.
I mentioned The Shawshank Redemption sucks. I have mentioned it many times that I haven't seen it. And that Jason Schmendrick, who used to work at the station way back in the beginning years ago, mm-hmm. he gave me back in the days of videotape. He gave me a copy of it on tape, and I'm sure I don't have it in the house anymore. It's long gone. I never watched it. It's a prison movie.
Right.
If I want to see prison, I'll turn on the weekend MSNBC lockup. All the prisoners you could ever, even Jazz McKay, like I said the other day, is embarrassed. So maybe it's a wonderful movie. Maybe it's great. Maybe I'll actually go out and buy it.
It's fine. It's a good movie, but it's no religious experience.
That's not what Rob says.
Sorry.
He says it's on the bright side of life as opposed to The Godfather, which is about the dark side of life. And that's me, dark. I'm a darkie. I like dark stuff, man. Not Johnny Dark. Oh, why are you picking on the bird? Let him rest in peace. Grow up, Johnny, okay? Grow up and be a real man for once in your life. And quit being a nose-picking Yahoo diddler. God. Why are we picking on the bird? Hey, I guess he's the spokesman.
Yeah.
For the bird.
Beware of exploding balls.
Get me a ticket for an aeroplane. Got to get on the Wheel of Fortune game. I just got to win. Spin the wheel again. Oh, Vanna, pick me a letter.
Bankrupt? What do you mean bankrupt?
I don't care how much money I got to spend. Can't stand to look at Fat Jack again. Won't throw in the towel till I buy a vowel. Oh, Vanna, pick me a letter.
Hey, man, what do you mean there's no effing phone?
Vanna, pick me a letter. No one does it any better. I dream about you.
Hey, Vanna, is that an all-over short then or what? Vanna, I don't understand why you make $100,000, not for me to save. Anyway, get me a ticket for an aeroplane. Gonna be on the Wheel of Fortune game. I just got to win, spin the wheel again. Oh, Vanna, pick me a letter. Go, Vanna, go, baby, go, all right. Hey, get out of my face, Pat. Is that a toupee? Hey, is there an L in that word? Is it lowrider? All right, lowrider! Forget the letter, man. I'll take Vanna Y, you beautiful baby. You and me could play the home game. Got me a ticket for an aeroplane. All right, I'm on the Wheel of Fortune game. Just love that sound. I'm in the bonus round. Hey, Vanna, pick me a letter. Lose a turn. Hey, Pat, lose this. Vanna, pick me a letter. No one does it any better. I dream about you. All right, that isn't all over, Dan. Vanna, I don't mean to stare, but are you wearing underwear? Not for me to say. Anyway, I don't care how much money I got to spend. Can't stand to look at Pat Sajak again. Won't throw in the towel. I buy a vowel. Oh, Vanna, pick me a letter.
Uh-huh.
Please, Vanna, pick me a letter. All right, I'm ready to pick, baby. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. That should cover it, huh? All right, I'll take the sofa, the blender, the microwave, the refrigerator. Hey, man, Pat, what do you mean $500 for a black and white 5-inch portable TV set? You got ripped off, man. My brother-in-law could get it for you wholesale. Give me the money and I'll buy the TV set, man, all right? Hey, Vanna, come on, baby.
1048 at 560 WQM. The reason I'm playing that is because of this email. And I don't know why I actually went ahead and played the request. Long time, it says, using the boss's computer so it's sent by somebody else's name. I think the show is just fine the way it is. It helps 4 hours of my day fly by. I'd like to hear a few more raspberry sounds because I believe they're still loud and fit in just great. Maybe take a few calls today. No. See, here's another instructional email. Tell me how to do the show today. Maybe take a few calls today. And when the dork ass, I'm your friend, calls, or any of the other morons for that matter call, you can use the Chris Matthews bit. Go ahead. Over and over, stepping all over them. Yeah. Cut everyone off and be just as obnoxious as they are.
Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe a shameless request if nothing else. Vanna, please pick me a letter. Sung to Ricky, don't lose that number. I think it's long and funny. Love you like a mensch. Slick. Love you like a mensch. He doesn't even know what the word mensch means. No. You don't say love you like a mensch.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense. Don't start using Yiddish words when you're goyim, okay? We know, right. Or even if you're Jewish and you don't understand them.
Buy a book.
Yeah, go online and
buy a dictionary. Tape like I did.
Here's one from Oy Shmoy Jew, who's become way beyond chronic. Every time I hear the term good Christian, I want to run for cover, take off my kippah, and hide my Star of David. The good or the Christian, the worse the outcome. Yeah, that's why Jamaicans are so homophobic, because they're real good Christians. Mm-hmm. And one thing about Christians, man, if you can't be a good bigot, then you're just not a good Christian. So the more bigoted you are, the better Christian you are, obviously, by that logic. Here's one from Robert, who says, Dear Neil, I lived in South Florida for way too long. Every time I picked up the newspaper, another redneck's pit bull was attacking some poor slob. I moved to Connecticut 2 years ago, and to date, the number of pit bulls have seen zero. I love dogs, but pit bulls need to be exterminated. There's something wrong with these animals, and here we go again. And then it's got an article, pit bull attacks residents in two Boca communities. Boca victims stood their ground from the scum sentinel from today? Yes, today. The first victim was pulled to the ground as she kicked and batted the pit bulls away. The next suffered puncture wounds up and down his left leg as he protected his one-year-old grandson and his own small dogs from the pit bulls. The attacks happened Sunday morning in Boca as Maureen Hartnagel and Randy Schultz, on separate walks in their nearby neighborhoods, confronted the most frightening experiences of their lives. The pit bulls that attacked them, Primo and Princess, were still held Wednesday at County Animal Care and Control west of Palm Beach, West Palm Beach. Primo, the male, was quarantined because he bit Schultz 56. Don't quarantine him, just shoot him, and the dog, too. I'm just relieved what could have been just awful turned out not to be, said Schultz, an editor at the Palm Beach Post. Oh, the dog must have known that. Your whole attitude about this story changes now, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Dogs in general shouldn't be allowed to roam loose, and these dogs especially shouldn't have been allowed to roam loose. Boca police cited Matt Cousineau of Boca for allowing his dogs to run unleashed. He was fined $25 for the first-time offense. Cousineau told police his dogs escaped when he forgot to close his front door. Primo and Princess made it about 2.5 miles from their home before they confronted Hartnagel, 46. She said she was walking her Jack Russell Terrier, Bailey, when the pit bulls charged them. Hartnagel thought she was going to die. If I don't see you soon, I'm going to die. She stood firm and yelled at the pit bulls, but they kept coming. Her dog broke from its leash, was biting the pit bulls while she whacked them with plastic into the leash. A couple came out with wood to beat the pit bulls away, and eventually everyone retreated to their homes in Palm Beach Farms community. The pit bulls got away. Animal bites reported in Boca rose from 21 in 2007 to 32 last year. Combined, 10 of the 53 bites were by pit bulls and humans. The other bites included dog versus dog, cat versus human, and snake versus human, said police spokesman Mark Economou. Unlike crime we can fight and deter, it's really the responsibility of the owner to keep the dogs leashed, Economou said. These people are lucky. It could have been a lot worse. And it goes on about, the story just goes on forever. I think the dogs should be destroyed, Hartnagel said. They're not civil animals, and they can't be in a social situation. Schultz said he hasn't changed anything about walking his dogs, but if he learned the pit bulls were back with their owner, I don't know what I'd do. That would displease me. In other words, when in doubt, take them out. Not for a walk, but take them out like that. Right?
Right.
You bet. Oh, somebody died.
Who?
Somebody died, founder of, a group called the Cramps.
Okay.
You know the Cramps?
Yeah, I know them well.
I've had the Cramps.
Yeah.
With or without the M. Now, maybe I should read this story.
Go ahead.
Okay. No. Beat you to it, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Lux Interior. Sounds like a bedding store or something. Lux Interior, the singer-songwriter and founding member of the pioneering New York City horror punk band, The Cramps, died Wednesday. He was 60. Interior, whose real name was Eric Lee Perkheiser, died at Glendale Memorial Hospital of a heart condition, according to a statement from his publicist. With his wife, guitarist Poison Ivy Rorschach, Interior formed The Cramps in 1976, pairing lyrics that expressed their love of B-movie camp with ferocious rockabilly and surf-inspired instrumentation. Never heard of them. George, obviously, though, being the music maven that he is, he knows them well.
I wish I had probably some Cramps, a big fan. But I'd play some, but I don't have any in the computer.
Oh, well, who the hell would? The band became a staple of the late 70s Manhattan punk scene, emerging from clubs such as Max's Kansas City and CBGB, and was one of the first acts to realize the potential of punk rock as theater and spectacle. I wonder if CBGB was kin to heebie-jeebie. That was the Jewish version. Often dressed in macabre, gender-bending costumes on stage, Interior evoked a lanky, proto-goth Elvis Presley, and his band quickly became notorious for volatile and decadent live performances. That's why George knows him. Volatile and decadent.
That's
right. Cramps recorded early singles at Sun Records with producer Alex Chilton of the band Big Star, had their first critical breakthrough on their debut EP, Gravest Hits. The band's lack of a bassist and its antagonistic female guitarist quickly set it apart from the downtown peers and upended the traditional rock band's sexual dynamic of the flamboyant, seductive female and the mysterious male guitarist. Sounds like a bunch of gibberish to me. A bunch of heebie-jeebie. The group was asked to open for the Police on a major tour of Britain in 1979 and reached its critical apex in the early 80s with such albums as Psychedelic Jungle and Songs the Lord Taught Us. Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, God.
Songs the Lord Taught Us. While the Cramps lineup revolved constantly, Interior and Rorschach remained the band's core through more than three decades. The Cramps never achieved much mainstream commercial success, but instead found a reliable fringe audience for more than 30 years. They even played a notorious show for patients at Napa State Hospital in Napa, California. I wonder how Miss Ratchet liked their crap. The band's influence can clearly be felt among lauded minimalist art blues bands, including the Black Lips, the White Stripes, the Horrors, and Primal Scream, whose frontman, Bobby Gillespie, allegedly named his son Lux. Now, I thought that was in honor of the Grand Lux Cafe.
How do you like that?
The Cramps' most recent album, a collection of rarities, How to Make a Monster, was released in 2004, and the band continued to tour well in the later years of its career, wrapping up its most recent U.S. outing in November. In 1987, there were widespread rumors of Interior's death from a heroin overdose, and a half a dozen funeral wreaths were sent to Rorschach. At first, I thought it was kind of funny, Interior told the Times, but then it started giving me a creepy feeling. But you can go ahead and send the wreaths now, because he's dead, for real. No, it's not make-believe. Conway Twitty ain't singing. He's dead, Conway Twitty, long since.
Oh, yeah.
Long since. He's not even, like, lukewarm anymore.
Good.
257 votes on the poll. Which of these places would you not even be caught dead in? Gay Bar, 63. NASCAR event, 54. Church, 39. Westland Mall Bathroom, 35. Swingers Club 21, Nudist Colony 16, Miami High Life 12, Golf Course 10, Cruise Ship 7. Oh, boy, those make-believes, man. That game in Buffalo last night, I wouldn't wish it. Why aren't they rioting in the streets here? Why aren't people protesting and screaming and gnashing? Anyway, tonight is no ordinary night. It's one for the record books. Can I do the spot?
No.
Go ahead. That's what you're supposed to say.
This is the Neil Rogers Show. This is your brain. Any questions?
Oh, hi, Gildy.
Did you sign up for the QAM talent show?
Yeah, I'm sprinting.
Sprinting?
Certainly. Watch how fast I can cross the street. Now I'm over here. And now I'm over here. Well, then I don't want to see it again.
No.
So what are you going to do?
I play the zipper.
The zipper?
Yeah. See? Here. Well?
Yeah.
It's Mozart.
Yeah.
No more Gildy emails now that, what's his name, came out of the closet, John ZTR, or whatever his name was. That was pretty good stuff yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
It was fun. Don't want to have too much fun because it's South Florida, you know, and there's a law against too much fun. Now, let's see. Here's one that says, the last thing you hear before a pit bull attack, don't worry, he doesn't bite.
Yeah.
They're unstable. It's unpredictable. What event or even sensory event will set a pit bull off? A strange smell can set a seemingly docile pit bull into attack mode. Don't fart near a pit bull if you just ate Chinese food. Because it says the smell of cat meat, says Frank. Cat meat. Chinese food. Smelly Chinaman. That's bad. That sounds like a real bigoted comment, Frank.
Sure
although
does.
It's got a point, though. Cat. I mean, there are people who survive in desperate times eating, like, rats and mice, things like that. I mean, when you come right down to it, stop and think about how we decide which animals we eat, which are edible in a civilized society, like cows and horse meat, like, oh, gee, fat, or like dog, you know, fat. Right?
Right.
Would you eat dog meat if it was prepared in a delicious and...
I would rather not. I'd rather eat a human.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me of was it Outer Limits or Twilight Zone? Maybe it was Twilight Zone, where they had this club and they were eating human.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? You ever see that episode? I'm sure you didn't.
One of them.
You saw one of them? They were eating people.
Yeah. It rings a bell.
Does it? I'm sure it was Twilight Zone.
Probably.
A very exclusive club. You had to have a lot of money to eat people. And, of course, the way things are going right now with all this contrived desperation. Oh, geez, the world is in a big depression. We woke up one day and everybody was broke. All the banks were broke. All the brokerage houses were going belly up. Everybody. And you, Maria, all you grave robbers on that gambling channel, you ought to be on death row. Oh, it's a buying opportunity. Yeah, buy my ass.
Wow.
By the pound, man. I could retire. The Dow, by the way, is up 25 points. Whoopee-doo. 24 point. The S&P is up 5 point. The NASDAQ's up 16 point. Big deal. What's up, Doc? And it still says Morning Call with Ted David on there. He hasn't been on that channel in, what, about 100 years? Now, where does that come from? The cable information at the bottom, the station information at the bottom of the screen, you know, when you press info?
Right.
That's generated by the broadcaster.
The station, I would imagine.
Right, whatever network or station you're on, they generate it.
That's right.
So I guess times are so tough at CNBC, not only can't they afford a eye job for a Maria and get those bags off her puss, but they can't afford to put the correct people on there. Of course, if I were them, I'd probably want to hide my true identity, too, and put people on there who no longer work there. There's that Dana Bash.
Sad.
Okay.
The incredible shrunken head. God. And there's Susan Collins.
A group together, and we've done a lot of work over.
We've done a lot. She isn't the whiniest bitch who ever came down the pike. Susan Collins, whiny.
Can a chick be a nebbish?
I'm sure. Why not?
Is there a different name?
That's
for that?
Like you told me a chick can be a junior.
Well, they don't use the term junior, but they just they're people that name their daughters after the mothers.
But they don't say junior.
They
well,
do
that, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, no, they do not say junior.
Okay. Well, why not? That sounds like a sexist pile of crap to me.
It's a masculine term, I imagine. Isn't it?
Junior?
Isn't it? Sounds masculine. I've never heard of a female.
Junior is a masculine term only because it's used only to name males.
Well,
get
coincidence?
Honey, Junior.
What?
I said...
Go ahead! Steve says, today's front page of the Miami Herald says, new I-95 signals confuse in debut. God help us, Neil, if Dade County people are confused by a red or green light on a ramp. On an on-ramp.
Oh, that's the most ill-conceived piece of crap.
What's that?
Everything that they do down here with regards to the traffic, they try to improve things, mm-hmm. just makes things worse.
Right.
They're maniacs. They're lunatics. They're beyond stupid, these people.
There are some of the drivers in Dade County who can't drive anywhere since you no longer drive in Miami. The police estimate there are over 100,000 people driving illegally, which is why I'll be leaving Miami soon, says Steve. Now, well, what are the red and green lights?
They got red and green lights on the on-ramps, but and then they're supposed to let one car or two cars, and there's a sign, and you're like, people are going to be paying attention to that, a traffic light on an on-ramp.
In other words, people can't just merge like in a real civilized place?
Right. Correct.
What kind of a bunch of crap is that?
The irrationale is that they don't
Kenny Grammer, who obviously has way too much time on his hands, sends this. Soylent Green is people, says Charlton Heston, you son of a bitch. Oh, my God. Kenny Rogers, the Kenny Rogers. Hi, Neil, it's Kenny Rogers. Through the years, you've never let me down. And it's got a link to a list of Bernie Madoff's clients, as if I care. Enjoy, and please throw in a few You're My Friends for an old bud. The Kenny Rogers. Oh, God. Why do I want that?
I don't know.
Now, Kenny Rogers did sit at that table across from me at Pompano Park that one night, as did Jim Leland sat across from me there one night. And who cares about either one of them? Anybody care about Kenny Rogers and his roasters?
No.
Or Jim Leland?
No.
Maybe it's the Kenny Rogers that got canned across the street, who's rumored to be doing 2-4 or something. I don't know. When are they going to, like, get off the pot already?
I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't you think that that sooner or later they're going to have to, like, decide what the lineup's going to be? I mean, are we going to be, like, static with this for, like, months to come now, like they did with Jerks?
What? They don't have to decide anything. They don't have to keep to a certain schedule or anything.
Well, what does that mean?
They just have to talk about the smell.
Yeah, smell this.
That?
I can smell it all the way up here.
I'm sure.
I can smell it all the way here.
It
came from Jolly Joe's fat rotund
rectum
ass. God. Well, Neil, now that we've screwed your show up real bad, and you have no ratings or audience left, and not selling your show, what do you think we ought to do, Neil? What a stupid waste of time that was. And then at the end of that 40 minutes, he comes up, well, you know, we ought to really get back and do this again real soon and regularly. You know, do it without me, Jolly Joe. Have your meeting with Norma. Have a good lunch. Have a few laughs about how seriously you take him. Not the fake Blob Lassiter, who obviously is Mr. Radio. It says the fake Joey Reynolds, or Mr. Radio, is dead right about the state of Miami radio. Well, who cares? Who cares? We used to, it's like going down about the restaurants that don't exist anymore, how great they used to be. Well, what's the point of that? I mean, it kills some time, and it brings back some good memories, but other than that, it's just frustrating. Like barking at the moon. There's that little dog, there's Tiny, sitting on the corner, looking up in the sky and barking at the moon, thinking that if he barks long enough, it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of you idiots out there. Keep barking at the show. Bah, bah, bah. I never heard a dog that went, bah, more like sheep, you know. And, of course,
yeah.
Those people that write that crap, most of them probably are pretty close with their sheep. 288 votes on the poll. Oh, the fake Alice Rantel is back. That bit you just played was one of my favorites. It reminds me of the bird, Glenn Hill, because he seemed to like that when it would cackle over it. Your show is just fine, sir, as good as it ever was, except for George. You should replace him with Brian Craig, Norma's good friend, Alice. Yeah, he said he wasn't much.
Yeah, go for it.
That's what Norma said. He wasn't much.
What does that mean?
In bed.
Oh, I see.
What in God's name is this? The broadcaster provides the information to the cable provider. Or, oh, this is about the stuff at the bottom of the screen. The broadcaster provides the information to the cable provider or the satellite service, who then sends the info to your TV. But you're right, it's up to the actual channel to keep the cable company updated, any programming changes, and in this case, they did not. Well, like I said, that's because at the gambling channel, they want to stay anonymous because they're a bunch of grave robbers, and a lot of people would murder somebody over there. I mean, if you had your life savings invested like in any of those dot-coms, like AskJeeves.com or some of the other crap, or what were a couple of the other ones that went bust? WorldCom.
Oh, jeez, sure.
Yeah.
So many.
Life savings in that. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you're like 60-some years old, and you're planning on living a life of leisure off that money, the way you worked hard all your life to make that money. You stashed it away. You invested it according to your broker, who made you broker and broker and broker. And then you wake up one day, and all of a sudden it's gone. Just like what's happening in the whole world now. Everybody woke up one day and everybody was broke and nobody was buying anything and the banks didn't have any money to lend you. And
still see lots of people driving around in fancy cars and living in mansions.
Well, you're just
like
dreaming.
They seem to be doing better than ever.
You're dreaming. You're living in a dream.
No, I'm not. I see it.
Everybody's selling their car. They're pawning their tape recorders. They're doing whatever they can to get a couple of bucks. They're just trying desperately to scrape by. That's what the Beasleys will tell you.
O'Neal.
Trust me.
It just keeps getting bigger.
Wow.
Now, where did that bit come from?
What?
I mean, that thing.
What thing?
That I just played, The Lord Made Them All.
I'm trying
what
to think
is the
of the actual
origins of that.
I'm trying to think of the actual movie.
From a movie?
No, I think it was just on a comedy record. I don't remember that being in an actual. No, it's Monty Python.
Now, until this moment, I never knew that was Monty Python.
Didn't you?
No, I did not.
Ah. Well, they've made comedy albums.
Times.
I used to have a couple of them, and that's off of one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Records. You know, they made comedy
records.
Well,
I should have known, because they're right on it, man.
Right. Little British children.
Eric Idle is no Bill Maher, right. But then again, who is?
They sing that song in England, in the Church of England. The Little Children's.
Do they really?
They do.
The Little Chillin'?
Yep.
Is Billy J. Kramer on the Little Chillin' album?
You know it.
Billy J. Kramer. Little Children. I'm sure you got it there in your pile.
I'm sure I do. Let me go look.
In fact, if you got it...
Go ahead!
I still think one day a week, the whole 4 hours.
Go ahead!
Just play that. Oh, Billy J. Kramer. 1968.
Oh, I don't have a date. Wait. 64, son.
Go ahead.
64?
Yeah.
Wow. Where were you in 1964?
Just being born.
I was in Albion, Michigan. WALM. Widow Children. I don't think we played that, though. We didn't play that. It was a little bit too rock and rolly. We played more
really?
Like the Ray Conniff singers.
Oh, I
like
see.
That. Yeah.
No problem.
Slush.
Mm-hmm.
Bill says, putting your money in. And, of course, Bill is magnificent at repeating things that I've been saying for years. Thank you, Bill. Putting your money in the stock market is like going to Vegas. It's gambling. No, no. Attaboy, Bill. Oh, and speaking of that, right on the heels of Bill's erudite message, the fake Maria Bartiromo says, I'm still waiting. Hello, Mr. Rogers. Last Friday, I emailed you a business proposal on doing a financial segment. Today, I haven't heard back from your people. Well, we don't have any people, and you won't be hearing from them, bitch. Let's get the show on the road. Tomorrow's Friday. It's a perfect time to do our first segment called Invest for Your Future Fridays. I'm sure you're aware how busy I am, how it would be an honor for you and your audience to get my perspective on the markets every Friday. I eagerly look forward to your response. Best regards, the fake Maria Bartiromo. Well, here's my response, Maria. You don't have to wait. How do you like that? No extra charge for that either. For the guy who wanted more blueberries and raspberries and flapjacks. What was the term they used yesterday in that Denny story?
Griddle cakes?
It wasn't griddle cakes.
Hot
cakes.
Oh, okay.
Now, I've used that word in different contexts, like they're selling like hotcakes.
Right.
Right?
right? That's old. That's an old expression.
And what does that mean?
Apparently, hotcakes are very popular and sell well.
That's what Aunt Your Mama said. I'm not just crazy about pancakes. They're just kind of tasteless.
They are.
They're mealy.
I'll pass.
They're mealy.
I'll pass on them, thank you. Waffles are
one thing to be
story.
A mealy, but it's another thing to be mealy. And, of course, it's another thing to be mealy-mouthed. Like, like that. Mealy-mouthed.
Mm-hmm.
They're still hawking a chronic about the stimulus package.
Not only do we have a failure...
Where's that Joe Jonas? I'd like to stimulate his package. Oh, I can't say that, can I?
I don't care.
Now that there's those rumors that he's...
Gay.
Who knows and who cares? They're like a little bunch of little talentless punks, the Jonas brothers. Where did that come from? Who got me started with that crap?
You? You were watching TV and you saw
them
on there?
Oh, that's right. They were on that...
You became an instant fan?
Oh, they were on that horrible concert thing there.
Right.
With what's her name?
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
A.K.A. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, boy. Miley Cyrus, man. I told you that Billy Joe Cyrus was on there. Oh, no. He was.
Well, I never watched it.
Well, it was on again, and he was still on it the second time. And so were they. But then again. Yeah. I mean, that's music.
It's got them beat all the time.
Well, you know something? Anything's got them beat. Oh, that's not what I wanted.
Favorite decade. We finally had our own music and our own love songs. Rock and roll love songs. Each
time we... Seriously, he represents to me everything that's bad about the human race. Bowser. I mean, I had forgotten all about him, luckily, until the infomercial started for this Time Life crap. You know? And most of the music's pretty good. Like, I have the other Time Life series, which, remember I played all those at one time?
Yep.
Including One Hit Wonders and stuff. But nevertheless. It almost breaks my heart. Every time I see or hear her, it's very disturbing to me. I don't know why, because she did that Where the Boys Are, which was a Fort Lauderdale thing, right?
Right.
Wasn't that the movie, and it was filmed in Fort Lauderdale?
That's
back,
the one.
Back in the day when all the young people were on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
The original
version.
Before
all the old farts chased them away. What?
The original version. They remade it later. I don't remember where.
Right.
Maybe in the same place.
But then she had her nervous breakdown or whatever, which a lot of people have a nervous breakdown. I mean, you know, what's the big deal with that? I shouldn't be so narrow-minded. But there's just something about her that's... That's the end of that. Sometimes it's good to see recording artists that you've never seen before, so you know what they look like. You know, and then sometimes it's really not a good idea.
Shocker.
Oh.
An eye-opener.
Strange creatures from another world. Trust me. The Kalin twins. So Adam Oshmuck finally sent something worthwhile. Microsoft founder turned philanthropist Bill Gates, one of your favorites, not... released a glass full of mosquitoes at an elite technology conference to make a point about the deadly disease malaria. Malaria is spread by mosquitoes, Gates said, while opening a jar on stage at the Technology Entertainment Design Conference, TED, a gathering known to attract technology kings, politicians, Hollywood stars, and queens. I brought some. Hell, here, I'll let them roam around. There's no reason only poor people should be infected. First reported on social networking site Twitter, Facebook senior platform manager Dave Morin blogged, Bill Gates just released mosquitoes into the audience at TED. Gates then waited a minute or so before assuring the audience the freed insects were malaria-free. Well, now let me ask you this question. How can you be 100% positive that the insects were malaria-free?
You give each one a blood test individually.
That must be it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, he's got the money to do that, you know.
Can you imagine grabbing a hold of a mosquito and giving it a blood test?
Mm-hmm.
Must have some very delicate hands to be able to do that.
You got to hold it down. You got to little stick the syringe in their arm there.
In fact, they're coming now for Bill Gates. You hear it? The unusual presentation on malaria prevention was confirmed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's media office. A spokesman said the insects released were not carrying malaria. Gates retired as head of Microsoft last year to focus more on his foundation. One of its key projects is ending malaria, and it spent millions on fighting the disease. The philanthropist has been pushing to reduce malaria deaths through the nonprofit. In September, Gates announced that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation would provide $168.7 million to the PATH Malaria Vaccine Initiative to help develop a vaccine for the deadly disease. I say, screw malaria. Give us the money, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
All of us who are. That's right. Everybody who's getting a pay cut. Everybody who's out of work because of this phony baloney crisis that was invented. So they can once again fleece the public and fleece the entire freaking universe.
O'Neill. Yes.
The F-A-G.
Here come the F-A-G.
Just wiped it off my chin. Oh.
We'll play with your member.
Oh. Gay guys got your back. Remember that. Because that's where we're looking for love. It's where your crack's at. The fetish held by me. F-A-G. I got less facial hair than a lesbian. So don't make fun. Don't poke your nose at the queer cake boy lifestyle I chose. Stop your gay jokes and start being silent, because you might get a taste of homosexual violence. Because we don't play, your butt's my target, like a dog in its territory. Market.
Right,
when
though.
You see us with our Ray-Bans on, we're just eyeing the part that we want to get our hands on.
We are the F-A-G's.
We're the F-A-G's, sister.
Ooh. And you know, perpetrator.
And don't you forget it.
We are the F-A-G's.
Really all kind of hard to swallow. Let me see you just prance with me, just prance with me. Now slide. Ooh, right there. Let me see you do some waist bending. Oh, perfect. And then wrist limp.
We are the F-A-G's.
That's it, baby. Just, Whoa. Now look what you went and did. Oh, I gotta wipe this off.
We are the F-A-G's.
Oh, Jesus, it's everywhere.
Show tune, sing, and fairies.
Does anybody have a moist towel head?
Go to
the
fairies, maybe.
Cut this crap out.
You fairy.
My request.
11:30, what?
I said,
go ahead. Oh. Now, what were you going to say?
I said, go right ahead.
Go right ahead what?
With what you were doing.
And sing show tunes?
Yes.
Well, what I was doing was printing out some thing. Here it is. Oh, not another one of these. I'll get another one of those fake emails tonight, I'm sure, from Reverend
There's no fact in the church.
Schmendrick. From Hialeah, from some phony church.
Right.
Minister admits violating probation.
Uh-oh.
Saying that he now has clarity in the orders given him by the court, Richard Brown III left the Lucas County Common Pleas Courthouse yesterday with a month to prove that he doesn't belong behind bars. And Richard is Brown, by the way. Mr. Brown, 35, an associate minister and one-time public school board candidate, was sentenced to community control in April after being found guilty on misdemeanor procuring prostitution and pornography charges. Yesterday, he admitted in court they had violated some of the conditions of that probation. Authorities said he failed to attend court-mandated sex offender meetings and he didn't pay all his costs. Judge Linda Jennings set a March 4 sentencing date, giving Mr. Brown a month to comply with the conditions of his probation. If he is not in compliance, he faces a six-month sentence in the Correction Center of Northwest Ohio. I got what I was looking for, clarity, Mr. Brown said as he left the courtroom surrounded by family and friends. They were vague orders. I wanted clarity, that's all. Oh, yeah. He wanted to get laid is all he wanted. Although faced with up to 18 months in prison when sentenced April 30th, Mr. Brown was placed on probation for 2 years, ordered to pay a $500 fine, perform 100 hours of community service, undergo psychological evaluation, and stay away from the victims in this case. As part of the conditions of his probation, he was ordered to undergo any treatment deemed necessary. Mr. Brown was convicted of attempting to set up sexual encounters through email for male acquaintances for money. The emails, all of which were sent between 2001 and 2003, were found on a computer taken from Mr. Brown's home during a search warrant executed in September 2007. Pornography was also found on the computer, although the dissemination charge was a result of Mr. Brown allowing boys to view pornographic DVDs. I wonder if they were wearing their BVDs while he was showing them the...
Ooh.
Mr. Brown met the boys through his work at church. All right. As part of his probation, Mr. Brown was ordered to attend a sex offender treatment program. The violation is a result of Mr. Brown not attending the meetings. Authorities said he would not concede he was a sex offender, which is a condition of the group, so he was barred from attending the meetings. Mr. Brown was not classified by the court as a sex offender. He's not required to register as one. Mr. Brown, the former associate minister of at Friendship Baptist Church, was an endorsed Democrat for the Toledo School Board seat in the 2007 election, but withdrew his candidacy before the election. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Another prevert in the church. He met the boys in church. Well,
prevert.
It's a good place to meet and greet and praise the Lord. Say, oh, God, that's good. Faker. It's all a bunch of crap, boys and girls. All a bunch of bull crap. But the world basically is a bunch of crap, you know? That's why you just do the best you can. That's all I can recommend to each and every one. Do the best you can under impossible circumstances. It's like working a QAM.
Mm-hmm.
Do the best you can with your hands and legs tied and a big piece of masking tape over your puss. 341 votes on the poll. Which of these places would you never be caught dead at? Gay bar, 91. NASCAR event, 72. Church, 47. The Westland Mall bathroom is 47, especially the one in JCPenney's where they do the limbo rock to get under the door.
Yeah.
Swingers Club, 25. Nudist Colony, 25. Miami High Life, 15. Golf Course, 13. Cruise Ship, 9. I wonder if they tap their feet at the tea rooms in Westland Mall.
You tell me.
And whatever happened to him, Larry Craig? He's still in the Senate, right?
As far as I know.
He's still a member in good tapping,
nothing
a standing.
Nothing ever happens to them.
Oh. Well, Miss Foley, she had to, like, you know, go back to her boyfriend in disgrace in Palm Beach and kind of skulk into the sunset.
Isn't he a Democrat?
Mark Foley? No.
Oh, okay.
Democrat? How about your limperous governor?
Gay.
Another Republican in the closet. Now, I don't understand this this email at all.
Okay.
Brian and Adrian in St. Augustine, Florida, suburb of Hamilton, Ontario. I mean, Jacksonville, Florida, it says.
Huh?
No, well, forget about that. That's what it's signed. But it says, hi, Neil. I'm filling in my Arbitron diaries. Two were sent to my home for my wife and I, and making sure to include you in our nightly ritual. Well, if they're in St. Augustine, what has it got to do with this market? They wouldn't be filling out Arbitron diaries for the Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood market.
Right.
Listening to the archive while studying for grad school. Since you're basically getting me through grad school with my sense of humor intact, I guess I'll be obliged to kick back 10% of my salary to you. Better 10% than to a dirty church. A dirty church! Stay warm, Uncle Neil, and be well. Brian and Adrian in St. Augustine, Florida, suburb of Hamilton, Ontario. I mean Jackson, Florida.
Okay.
Well, Hamilton and Jacksonville both have the big smokestacks, very industrial, filthy, dirty, really dirty, like
that's
the dirty church. But if they're really in St. Augustine, what, you know, well, whatever. Put us down for old time's sake.
Right. Or new time's sake.
Oh, new times, I'm told. Remember that discussion about the promotion, the trade with new times?
Yeah.
Norma told me last night that they're on the verge of being defunct. So
I
we're going to do some trade for with new times. Better do it fast before they go out of business. I'm telling you, these people, what they don't know about promotion could fill just volumes. What they don't know about this business and about promotion and about succeeding and winning and like that. And this lunkhead that they got there that keeps holding these on-the-phone conference meetings, I mean, when is this going to stop? When are they going to finally wake up and say, this guy's a zero? Maybe that's why in some numbers, in some hours we got numbers. Lunatic. How about if we let's do some trade with the Hollywood Sun-Tattler.
Okay.
And the old Miami News. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
It's enough to make you put your head between your legs and cry.
Don't cry.
Kind of like Ron Jeremy. He put his head between his legs.
Yee.
I know. Grotesque. Grotesque. Oh. It makes you feel like you want to cry all day.
Go ahead.
Okay. Paul says, Little Children was one of the many songs written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney they gave away to other artists. I guess they wanted to spread the wealth. They did this for the Rolling Stones, who had their first number one hit with I Want to Be Your Man. I never heard that. I Want to Be Your Man?
Let me see
by the Stones? as well as World Without Love for Peter and Gordon. I remember that well. Says Paul, listening to you on the web from L.A., I miss some things about Miami, but not enough to live there.
I've got it by the Beatles, but not the by the Stones.
You got what?
I Want to Be Your Man.
I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man.
Oh.
I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man.
There you go.
Wow. No wonder they gave it away.
O'Neill. Floridians, dumb as dirt.
A couple months ago that he was like on the verge of death and his kidneys were going.
Yeah,
and
something
this.
Like that.
Well, I have a suggestion to him if he's waiting to die.
Go ahead.
Beat me to it.
Yeah, I did. Well, here's one from a phone number guy. Contrived. Please tell me that you're not that dumb that you think this recession has been fabricated. I realize that your audience is dumb to begin with, including this idiot, obviously. Which is clearly what you hope for when you play those bits and fart sounds that aim for the dumbest of the dumb. And in decades of repetition of those drop-ins, and you're guaranteed to shave a nice chunk off the old IQ. But I think that those pills you're taking have affected your already limited mental capacity, or perhaps it's the long cold winter getting to you. Yeah, I think it's not just one of those. It's
all of these
all
things.
Of those things. The long cold winter. Boy, minus 28 Celsius wind chill this morning. What is that? Look it up on your thing. Minus 28 C.
Looking.
Wow.
It's like minus 18.
18 below zero Fahrenheit?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you think I'm going outside today? You must be dreaming. Well, I'm sure it's toasty now. I'm sure it's warmed up. Yeah, those pills I'm taking are getting to me. I'm just one of those people who doesn't believe all the bull crap, okay? All the BS. Just like that whole stock market crap with the new economy against the old economy and the tech bubble and all the other crap. All a big pack of lies sold by a bunch of grave-robbing a-holes on the gambling channel. Oh, it's the new economy against the old economy, and here are these companies that they don't even have any earnings yet, much less profits. They have no earnings. But, oh, look at those stock prices going up. Put some lipstick on those pigs. Minus 14 now is the temperature. I don't know what the wind chill is. It'll stay in just momentarily. Sunny. Oh, it's beautiful. It looks like 75, 80 degrees out there. Current temperature, minus 14 Celsius. But this weekend it's going to be toasty. Rain and 6 on Saturday. For Castronova, take some notes, Paulie. Can't hurt. Wind only out of the west at 5 miles an hour, so there can't be much of a wind chill. 5 kilometers, that's like 3 miles an hour. That's no wind.
I see. Right.
So what is minus 14 Celsius?
Looking. Got to reach over here.
You got a what?
This is a ballpark thing. You understand that, right?
Yeah. Like ballpark franks, they plump when you cook them.
That's like 8 degrees. Minus what, 14 did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 8.
8 degrees above zero Fahrenheit?
Correct.
Not bad. I'm going out in my shorts right now. I got my walking shorts on. No, I don't, as a matter of fact. I'm sitting here in my boxer shorts and my T-shirt. Another Jorge says, hey, Neil, here are a couple of definitions from the Radio Worldwide Dictionary that might be helpful to your audience. Junior, younger, usually designated the younger of two men bearing the same full name, a son named after his father, often written as J.R. with a capital J or J.R. with a small j following the name, i.e., may I speak to Jorge Jr., please?
See.
Joyce, waste matter discharged from the intestines through the anus, excrement. I.e., after having a big meal at the local Chinese buffet, I took a big pile of steamy Joyce. All right. Woo. Who says we aren't making an impact, huh? Even though I'm popping all those pills and I'm senile
That's
and naive
right.
and stupid. And all those fart sounds and drop-ins, yeah. But you're still listening, Schmuck, Schmendrick, Batman. Paul from Boynton says the show that you're looking for was on Alfred Hitchcock in the late 50s, early 60s.
Ah.
It was about an exclusive dining club that boasted a lamb dish that was superb. He's right. The last scene is in the kitchen where the guests are welcomed by the chef, who is brandishing a large butcher knife while clearly signaling that the guest is the main ingredient in the featured dish. Did you notice today on MSM the president's stimulus plan was called socialistic or Marxist? I guess the corporations are really pissed off that he would dare limit their overly generous bonuses. The knives are out now. Oh, yeah, they are. Just like when Clinton got in, man. His ass wasn't warm on the seat yet in the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
And already they were looking to, like, you know, nail his ass. Here's one from Jason. Says, long time no email. I don't agree with that. Your memory must be slipping, Jason. You're still as chronic as ever. It said you could drop that Chris Matthews go ahead all day long. It's the best. Is Walmart on the poll?
Go ahead.
A good one for this poll. I would never be caught at Walmart. Get it on there, please.
Yeah.
Jason says, I'll never step foot in that evil place. Could you recap the meeting that fat ass Joe Bell had with George? Did he really get a pay cut? No, it wasn't a meeting with George. It was a meeting with the whole staff of Hot 105, Power 96,
all
and the
Beasley
Kiss
people.
And QAM. All of them.
All over the country.
Unless they had an ironclad contract like yours truly, who's already taken a 50% pay cut, everybody else is taking a 5% pay cut effective next month. Even George Beasley and Bruce Beasley and Jolly Joe Bell and fat ass this one and that one. It says, it's really effing cold here. My nipples could cut glass. All the best to you and George. P.S. Shameless request for the Little Richard mashed potato drop. I don't have that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Got it. No, I don't have, never got it.
Hmm. Well, we can take care of that. Hang on.
Can
now.
We?
Potatoes, gravy, yeah. And cranberry sauce. Woo!
Go ahead.
Whoa, look out, look out. Help me. Somebody help me.
Love
whatever
it.
Happened to all those great spots? They had a whole run there of really sensational spots.
They, you know, Geico's commercials
stopped.
Are both the best in the world and the worst in the world. They got the stack of money with the eyeballs on top now. And that's what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of anything
that's
good.
That's lame.
Oh, lame is an understatement. Ugh. Stupid. Not funny. Not cute. Not clever. Sorry. I miss those commercials, too.
I'm getting choked up.
Don't die.
Well, no, that's because I keep putting this damn heat on in here. That, oh. And it gets the air full of, like, that mung, you know, and then you
right.
Start inhaling it. And then I turn
musty,
it off.
Dusty, dry heat mung.
Yeah, I hate. Oh, and you know what else it does when it's in the wintertime and it's dry heated? It makes your skin really, really dry.
That's right. Neutrogena.
Really?
The manly skin cream. Doesn't smell like anything. Works.
Oh, I don't want nothing too manly.
I know.
Little Children was not written by Lennon McCartney for Billy J. Kramer. That guy was thinking of Bad to Me, which was the flip side of Little Children. I'm a geek, and these things are important to me, says Judy. Well, thanks for the correction, Judy. Bad to Me was a good song.
By Badfinger?
No, Bad to Me by Billy J. Kramer. You don't got it.
Where are you off mic over there?
If you what? Believe me, oh, yeah, there it is. Bad to Me. It's a good song.
I'll be oh, ye of little blue. Faith.
Don't you ever leave me. I'm so in love with you.
Oi! The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back.
You should have played that before the meeting for Joe Bell. Don't be bad to me. They sound like Herman's Vermin.
Yes, they
a little
did.
Bit.
Yes,
don't they?
They did. Yes, very
they
much.
They sound very much like Herman's Vermin. Of course, very those much. British groups, you know. The British Invasion, 63, 64. The Beatles and the Stones and the Searchers and Peter
right.
and Gordon. And
that's right.
What do you mean that's right? What do you know
good
about
times.
It?
I used
was
to
good
have,
times. Oh, the 60s were great.
I had a collection
let's surpass
of
the law
records.
That we have to like have another decade like the 60s, starting right now. Or maybe starting next year, the 2010s. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Ray Denzel, who is so freaking chronic. Is this a poll or what? The current economic crisis was caused by the world governments in order to take over and nationalize the banking system, a financial coup right under our collective noses. True or untrue? Well, what kind of a pull is that? Ray, you need some serious, serious help, okay? Go sell some crap or do whatever it is you do. Go make some money. Stop. He's just so over the top, you know what I mean? Not a bad guy, but just out of control. Out of freaking control. Now, let's see. Brian and Adrian are back to clarify that thing about the Arbitron Diaries. Could mean some bonus money for us.
Yeah, right.
Some bogus money.
Sure. Bogus is right.
Regarding what you mentioned about radio markets for the diary entries, that's precisely what I thought. When they call often when they send diaries. I asked them about this. They said definitely to enter who they listen to, the station and web address, regardless of in-market or not. I guess it could mean more advertising revenue on the internet stream for you. Let's hope so, since Joyce and Jolly Joe have no idea how to compensate their talent. Talent equals revenue, Jolly Joe. Thanks again, Neil, Brian, and Adrian. Well, thanks, Brian and Adrian. You're doing your best. They're trying for us. It won't have any impact on anything, but don't say that. Well, how do you like this? Neil, I'm a frequenter of anonymous sex meeting places, an avid fan, if you will. The most notorious meeting spots in South Florida, even somewhat to this day, is the Coral Ridge Mall at Oakland Park and Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. I've had many quick trysts there and have been very fortunate to be able to deduce when stings were being run. You continue to mention the tea room at the JCPenney at the Westland Mall. Believe me, there are no more chance meetings there. Just like the great restaurants from the past, South Florida, the male restrooms at any place at Westland, now known as Westfield, especially in JCPenney, can be thought of as gone and no more. It should be replaced on the pole by adult bookstore porno theater. Oh, get that on there. There are a few good ones left down here, and then it says yada, yada, yada. P.S. Whenever I send you anything to do with these places, you blow it off, so to speak. I don't know why. Wow. And then he goes through history of this place and that place. Great. You going to put it on there or what?
Adult bookstore porno theater?
Yeah.
I did.
Immediately have not seen it.
This is Mark Morgan. It's the 12 to 1 hour on QAM.
Yeah!
Ain't ready.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, T-Mike. You see, I usually do songs with, like, hooks and concepts, right? But fuck that, man. I'm trying to go platinum. Somebody's gonna rock this. Check this out, y'all.
Okay.
ultimate dream, my ultimate obsession would be to play that unexpurgated just one time.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
On your last show, when I'm taking the day off.
Oh, like tomorrow?
Sure.
I'll tell you one thing. If George Rodriguez never does anything productive the rest of his life, the editing job you did on that bit was just... I still can't get over it.
Thank you, because I just might not do anything productive for the rest of my life.
Well, especially if you keep working for Joe Bell. Well, we're going to give you a 3% pay raise, George. Ho, ho, ho. How do you like that? And well, and then we're going to cut it 5%, so now you're like 2% in the hole.
Yeah.
But then, but you just look at it this way, you're almost even.
Yeah.
You're 3% ahead of the rest of the suckers in there, and you're like 48% ahead of me.
I'm counting my blessings. One. I'm done.
The Sarasota County School Board shut down a police training class this week after a complaint that the instructor, Mike Trubert, had shown a pornographic movie to the six officers taking the course. Trubert, 50, is a Northport City Commissioner and retired Venice police officer. He also teaches driver's ed and has been a longtime youth sports coach. Oh, what a shock. He refused to comment on the complaint or the personnel investigation by the school board. The school board also refused to provide any details about the video in question or how long it was reportedly shown to the class, saying the investigation is ongoing. Charlotte County Deputy Ryan White said in a statement released through the Charlotte Sheriff's Office, the video was graphic and shocked everyone in the class. It was shocking. There were like body parts and stuff going on. The investigation is not criminal because there were no minors in the room at the time of the incident, though Trubert's job as police trainer is at risk over the complaint. Well, maybe he was training them for something else. The training class at the Sarasota County Technical Institute on Beneva Road was for working officers from Charlotte, Sarasota County, Northport, and the FHP. At least one student was a woman. The school board refused to say who had complained. The Technical Institute, well, you know, it might have been Joyce. She's got a real problem with penis and vagina.
That's what I heard.
That's what Clarence tells us with a straight face. Hey,
was
Clarence,
it,
you
it
idiot.
A straight face?
Well, in his case. The Technical Institute runs the Sarasota Criminal Justice Academy and dozens of other training programs for adults and high school students in their junior and senior years. There's that junior again. Get the honey, senior. Now, let me ask you this. How come,
What?
There are guys named Senior.
Right.
Like, there was Jim Merriman Jr. and Jim Merriman Sr.
Right.
Well, I don't understand that.
I don't think they're named that, but it's a point of reference. It's a title that you adopt when you have a junior to differentiate. Like, you know, like lawyers like to put Esquire on the end of their names and things like that, you know, like that.
This, of course, is harness racing fame from Ohio and Michigan.
Oh.
Jim Merriman Jr. Philip Ryan, here he comes. Hit him again. Hit him again, Jim. And then, of course, Tom Merriman drove Philip Ryan for quite a while. The great Tom Merriman. And now Aaron Merriman is driving at that horrible Northfield in Cleveland and winning like crazy. Attaboy, Aaron. Just like Daddy, you're ugly. Trubert has been teaching there since 2006, was paid $50 an hour for the two-week 80-hour class. The district informed the FDLE of the investigation and complained about Trubert on Tuesday. After the school board investigation, the state panel that certified police trainers could do its own investigation and possibly revoke Trubert's teaching certification. How do you like that? But they canceled the course because he's showing dirty stuff, you know, dirty. They so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. 408 votes on the poll. Our goal is 500. When we get 500, we're going home.
Go ahead.
Here's Gregory who says, we love your show. To all the dorks out there who thinks Neil's show is crap, just turn the dial and leave us alone. Leave us alone! Gosh dang it. Your show is the highlight of our day. We get news, weather, emergency information, whether we want it or not, and non-biased commentary. Well, you sure don't get that from me. I'm as biased as they come. Non-biased commentary? Who are you kidding, Greg? Non-biased commentary, my ass. When I start doing that, it'll be a day for me to go lay down on the floor, start popping those pills. Listening to your show, we actually laugh every day. When you're on vacation, it's depressing. We learned that all the brainwashing we went through during our younger years can be erased, and we love to hear the eye-opening truth. There's no fags in the church. No, Neil, I'm not praying for you. You do a marvelous job. When will the majority of the population realize there is no God except for you, Neil?
Neil, God!
With much love and adoration, Karen. Oh, I see. It's Karen. It said Gregory in the top thing. P.S. Hey, you religious fanatics, read a book. See, Karen inspired me to play that because I haven't played it in a long, long time. Too long. Of course, it used to be when Fat Chris was on it. Well, no, was it him or Cordis that hated that thing?
I don't remember.
Every time I play it, oh, geez, play that again. Oh, no. Everybody's an expert, including Josh Cordis, who occasionally gets the bedtime stories up on our website. Well, he was drunk at the Super Bowl. He was in a stupor at the Super Bowl in Tampa. Of course, what else are you going to do in Tampa besides get plastered? Go to the boobie bars and get plastered. Go to Mom's Weenus and get plastered. And in Cordis's case, just go sit on a bench somewhere and get plastered. How'd you like to take a look at his liver?
Cordis's?
Yeah.
Well, not yet, but maybe, you know, not now, but maybe 10 years from now.
Oh, yeah. Like Paco. See, one thing that I told you this a long time ago, Mexicans, drinking is a way of life. Drinking booze, I'm talking about.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. They always got a bottle of tequila in their pants.
I had no idea.
Or somewhere. Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
Boozers, man, boozers. So I just can't even imagine his liver even, like, being intact. Pasty and yellow and like that, like old Yeller. But you can talk until you're blue in the face, but it's just, you know, Gornish Telfin. 411 on the poll. Let's take a look and see how it's coming. Do I have one up there for tomorrow yet? Poll switch. Nothing to switch.
I haven't sent one.
Huh? Well, before we take a look at this one, let's see. Oh, Gabriel has a QAM stimulus plant package here. Well, we'll look at that eventually. Which of these places would never be caught? That's the one for today. I don't have any more polls. I'm fresh out of polls. Just like the Cheap Channel said, Ken Charles. It was the Serious People, remember?
Yeah.
Neil wants some serious money, and we're fresh out. We're fresh out. Pretty soon he's going to be saying we're fresh out of business, serious. 412 votes on the poll. Which of these places would you not be caught dead at? Gay bar, 112. NASCAR event, 82. Church, 57. Westland Mall Tea Room, 51. Swingers Club, 29. Nudist Colony, 28. Golf Course, 18. Miami High Life, 17. Cruise Ship, 12. Walmart, 4. Adult Bookstore Porno Theater, 2. Only 2. Well, somebody better start slipping us some poll here between now and 2 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I ain't got one. I'll just leave this one up till we get another one.
Okay.
Or maybe Ray Denzel can come up with one for us. God, I mean, talk about, chronic. Just unbelievable, you know, and used to send me some worthwhile stuff once in a while, you know. Not anymore.
Oh, well.
Maybe I ought to do a spot.
Sure.
No, you're not supposed to say sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You're supposed to play.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Well, George is bored. You know, he's bored with life. Yeah, you are. You're bored with life.
Sure.
You want a whole bunch of hot new young chicks.
Right. Bag of money, bag of weed.
Bag of weed. Big bag of money. Big bag of money. All large bills.
Right. Some fresh. I'll share the weed with the fresh.
Sports Queer Radio is what the Q's for in QAM.
Any smartphone can make calls, surf the web, email, and take pictures. However, only one can tell you what you did last night. Introducing Blackout Berry.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so hungover. Where am I? Wait, this isn't my apartment.
Just a touch of a button, and Blackout Berry fills you in on all the sordid details, complete with sound and video.
Dancing on the tables? How did that guy get my bra? Oh, no, not the geeky guy. Oh, no, I didn't kiss him. Ew!
You did more than that.
sweetheart.
Prepare yourself for a storm of embarrassment with a bold new approach to remembering what you'd rather forget. Blackout Berry.
Okay. Well, I was a little bit distracted because Brandon came through for me and came up with a poll.
All right.
Not one that we haven't done before, but nevertheless.
We'll take it.
Which ethnic food do you like the best?
Okay. We've done that. Italian always wins, does it not?
I would think so. You know anybody who don't like Italian food?
Nope.
If they don't, Comunista. What ethnic style of food is best? American, Cuban, Mexican, Jewish, Puerto Rican, British, Chinese, Japanese, Thai, Caribbean, African, Italian, French, or Russian. What's African cuisine?
I wouldn't know.
People?
They must have some. If that's the word it is, I can't wait to try it.
Roast?
Yeah.
Roast Joe. Boy, can you imagine how many people that ass of his could feed an army? Jolly Joe Bell. What an ass.
Rectum.
Could feed the Chinese army and have enough left over for the damn Canadians, too. The Canucks. Then, speaking of that, Gabriel says, similar to Obama, Joe Bell should cut the dead weight around the station to improve the daily broadcast schedule. Kimbo Boatcamper is an illiterate moron. I wouldn't be surprised if they held up cue cards of what he has to say throughout his broadcast. The Big O is also ruining the station with his horrible tie-ins to his ads during the middle of the show. They're like a wart. He probably receives a lifetime supply of cheeseburgers. No wonder he looks like a diseased turd like Jabba the Hutt, almost as ugly as Tim Teabag. Joe Rose, his catchphrases and guests are the worst I've ever heard on radio, like stir it up. His guests like Drew Rosenkrantz are horrible and bring nothing to the show. He just defends all of his clients like Terrible Owens. It's the same crap every time he comes on the show. D.A., according to Flea, he's a nice guy, but his ratings aren't cutting it. Jimmy Syphilis. Jimmy Syphilis isn't on our, he just does the Dolphin games. It says, I think Fat Chris knows more about football than syphilis. The best thing to do with a disease like syphilis is to get rid of it. The station could save money while making improvements to the daily schedule. Only one sports radio host during the day, Jim Mandich, automate the rest of the sports throughout the day. Neil continues on his regular schedule. Give George and Flea their own shows, which replaces the horrible sports broadcasters currently on QAM. Neil's show is the best I've heard on radio. His show never gets old and repetitive. Everyone on his show brings something new to the whoever, whatever it is, whether it's Flea or George. Even Fat Chris could do a better job than DA and his ratings. Joe Bell will probably never do this because he's a communist and hires only his friends. Comunista. Fat-ass communista. How do you like that?
Wow.
Now, Lancelot, who just is out of control now, I don't think I ever heard from Lancelot before, but all of a sudden he sends three emails in a row. That's okay. Not chronic yet, but fast approaching it. Neil, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Nancy Sinatra's name is actually Nancy Sinatra Jr. No. Why would her name be Nancy Sinatra Jr.? Was her mother's name Nancy?
I don't know.
No. Was her father Frank? Was his name Nancy?
No.
Nancy Sinatra Jr.? Come on, Lancelot. You silly ass. That would be like saying that the queen's name is Queen Elizabeth Jr.
Right.
Then, of course, there was also the Queen Mum, who was a hell of a drunken old bitch. The Queen Mum. See, everything to them is a big joke. Everything's a big joke. The royal family and the drunken old bitch and Prince Charles, who's busy buggering all his servants, you know. He's an old bugger with silly-ass ears. Lancelot also says, Neil, why do I hear Spanish talk and music in the background during your show? I don't hear it when you're playing your spots, just when you and George are on. I don't hear it on the Internet, but it's there on my Sony Walkman and my Sound Design House radio.
Hasn't he ever heard of simulcasting?
Last week when I was checking some of my old videotapes, I found a Whammy 69 recording of your show. You had some great spectacles, and those eyebrows are great, too. Spectacles.
Whammy.
Do you know anybody who calls glasses spectacles?
No.
Only silly-ass Brit.
Only really old people.
Why don't you do your program as a streaming video show? That would be better than the Whammy show, but you'd have to wear your pantaloonies. If your engineers doubt the veracity of my comment about the background station, I'll make a cassette tape to send to George. That won't be necessary, Lancelot, because everybody knows about Fidel and the station 560 cranked up to 80 billion watts, and nobody can hear this station.
Everybody knows, and nobody cares.
Lancelot, the old limey, lived here since 1955 in Hialeah. Oh, Hialeah, that explains a lot. Yeah, everybody knows about it, and nobody gives a crap. It's one thing when you have a meeting and they say, well, one of the problems is nobody can hear the station to signal it. That's very uplifting, you know? Doesn't that make you feel like a real mensch?
Oh, yeah.
Here's one that says, Neil, read this on the air so I can be famous. And it's signed Coondog Johnny. I really enjoy your show. I don't know what people are talking about that's not good anymore. No offense, but you're just as grumpy as ever, which is what makes your show so special. Everything else on the radio down here pales in comparison to your show. That's correct. That's the predicament of this economy. Companies just want to cut everybody's paycheck instead of offering something higher quality, increasingly competitive market if they're surprised when nothing changes. The reason I'm writing you is to tell you to watch out. Pretty soon, 940 WINZ or America is going to drop their format and switch to sports talk. No kidding. No Schmidt, Johnny. I really thought the radio market couldn't get any more oversaturated with sports stations after Man Talk 640 became sports, but I guess it was wrong. Please continue doing what you do and providing a safe haven for people who don't want to hear about sports 24/7. P.S. Can you play the parody of Will Smith's Men in Black, Here Come the F.A.G.s? I love that song when you played it years ago. I just played it a little while ago. Just for Coondog Johnny. There you go, Johnny. No extra charge. Watch out. Air America is going all like that's a bulletin. Like we're not on top of the... Yeah.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Are you going to start with that Little Richard crap?
Yes. Go ahead! Go ahead!
I aim to.
Here's Westy in Lakeland, another chronic. He says, I recall two episodes about consuming humans, eating people. One was a Hitchcock called Specialty of the House, and the Twilight Zone one, To Serve Man, which was the mission statement of the exclusive club. I think you had to wear a jacket. That's right. You had to be properly dressed to eat man. Well done, or medium well as you please, says Westy in Lakeland. I would think you'd probably want to at least medium well. Maybe well done. A little crispy. Like Fat Joe's ass.
Only a dick show.
I can remember back when radio was cool. I said when I grow up, that's what I want to do. But now it's run by greedy corporate holes and suits that only care about the bottom line, not you.
At 560 WQAM. I think what you ought to do is get a signed document. Everybody in the building ought to get a signed document from Jolly Joe saying that there will be no further, there will be no additional pay cuts.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just telling
I'll
you
right
now.
I'll get right on it.
Cover your ass, man.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Rectum.
That's right. What's to prevent him from saying, March 10th,
nothing.
We have another one of those meetings.
Nothing.
And
nothing.
And then he announces, well, everybody's going to take a 25% pay cut.
Right.
Because it's a worldwide depression. Jimmy Dworsky says, I'm growing increasingly horrified with the level people in this nation will stoop to in order to portray themselves as victims who need coddling, compensation, or whatever else they're after. Between the article you just read, the 32nd Super Bowl porn mishap in Tucson, and a Florida couple whining on the news this morning that their young son received a pornographic multimedia message on his brand new cell phone, I don't know what the hell's wrong with these people. Hey, parents, while you're hovering over your children at the bus stop every morning, protecting them from pedophiles, kidnappers, and whatever other boogeyman you're afraid of, use that time to explain to them that they're not the center of the universe, and sometimes they'll have to deal with things they're not familiar with or prepared for. And why does your 9-year-old need a cell phone anyway? In case he needs to call AAA for a tow after he's wrecked your minivan while out for a joyride when you were glued to the latest episode of American Idol? Man up, you soft parents. You're raising a nation of fat, little, illiterate, oversensitive morons who have a better grasp of their video game controller than they do on life. Trade in on the cell phone, buy them some books, and feed them some GD vegetables, you fairies, says Jimmy D. Sounds like he's a little worked up, doesn't it? A
little bit.
Dow's up 84 points. Let's have a party.
Oh!
Put some lipstick on that pig. See, if it was me and somebody cost me my entire life savings and I was broke, I was SOL, I would want to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Whether it was Enron or
and eat them.
WorldCom or AskJeevesMyAss.com or Maria's Full of Crap with Bags Under Her Eyes.com, you know, like that. Thank God for Ted David, he got off of that channel, man. Because one day there'll be a day of reckoning, and they'll just like Bush and Cheney.
You reckon?
The day of reckoning will come, I reckon.
You think they'll get their comeuppance?
And let me tell you what's going to happen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, nothing.
That's right. Because the public, basically, are, you know, and this is fantastic. As bad as it was before, keeping everybody busy trying to, like, survive and pay the bills and get through life every day, now it's 100 times worse because everybody's in a total panic. Oh, my God, we're in a depression. And then, yeah. Here's one that says, the Wall Street fleece job on America is just one more wool pulled over the eyes of the ignorant sheep. Americans are the most gullible people on earth. They believe everything they see and hear on the network news. If they were told the something was beamed up to a spaceship and eaten, CA something, what is that? They would suck it up. Okay, the cash.
I see.
If they were told the cash was beamed up to a spaceship and eaten, they would suck it up. Come to think of it, where's that missing cash? Oh, it was beamed up to a spaceship.
And eaten.
And eaten by a bunch of cash-eating goofballs. Cash-eating aliens. Ed in Fort Lauderdale says, the only female junior I ever heard of is Rosemary Holmeister Jr. As you know, she was a jockey for a long time. I believe she ran in the Kentucky Derby. I think he means she rode in the Kentucky Derby. She's still riding, by the way.
Yeah.
I think in Tampa, I do believe.
All right.
Rosemary Holmeister Jr. That's correct. She's a jockey. And maybe there was a Rosemary Holmeister Sr. I know there was Joe Marsh Jr. And there was also a Joe Marsh Sr. So I guess first there has to be a junior like Jim Merriman Jr. And then the father becomes Jim Merriman Sr.
Correct.
As a point of reference.
Right. Like, you know, when, like, we when say Godfather 1, which obviously wasn't the name of the movie.
Right.
But will you say that as a point of reference?
Well, if you say that, then people get all, you're wrong, Neil. There was no movie called Godfather 1. Remember that?
They really do get bent out of shape about that. Nitpickers, man.
Nitpickers. I can't stand nose pickers and nitpickers, although I do like picking my own nose.
Bet you in the winter you're doing that a lot.
Oh, man.
Crusties, man.
Crusty is, I like crusty, though. I like it a lot.
Yeah? Crunchy?
No, chewy.
Mm.
4:59 in a pool. We got 500 licked. That's good. Oh, and look at all these emails. What's going on here? Something happened? Well, here's a story about a lovely lady. How did we watch that crap? You know what? How did we watch that? Oh, here's another pool from Brandon. What's the nicest place in Florida? And he's got a list of a whole bunch of places. But he left off, what's the place where they have the nut house? Arcadia.
Okay.
That is the place where the nut house
I believe
is.
It is, yes.
Jimmy Dorsky is in a real surly mood. He says, tell Lancelot to forward his comments about the poor radio signal to the complaint department. P.S. I've never had African cuisine, but if George is looking to eat people, he should try the JCPenney dressing room at the Coral Ridge Mall.
No, not that way.
Oh, yeah. Sure you are. Cuban Jorge is on here, too. But all of a sudden, just when you least expect it, a bunch of crap comes
in. Big rush on Jorge's?
Yeah, a lot of Jorge's. That's really shocking. It's like the chins in a Chinese phone book.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like saying Hank's got more chins than a Chinese phone book, but we wouldn't say that.
Who would
How's
say that?
The Hopper doing, by the way?
I haven't spoken to him lately.
The last emailer got it wrong. To Serve Man was a Twilight Zone episode, but it was about alien visitors from outer space. Richard Kyle, a guy famous for being Jaws in some James Bond films.
Kiel.
What do I call him? Kyle. Kiel. Played the main alien. He endeared himself to the citizens of the Earth by showing how he could make the world a better place. Oh. And it goes on and on and on and on. And then he had a good book. It was a cookbook. Now, what is this? Hello, Neil. Can you talk to Joe Bell for me? I want to leave that fat-ass Paul. Big fan. Good day. Oh, young Ron. Young Ron's looking for a job. I wouldn't be surprised. All that stale, old, stolen material. And here's a link. A link and an attachment. And guess what happened to both of them?
What? They disappeared?
Here's one that says, I'm sitting in the Westwood Complex parking lot near SeaWorld in Orlando. The QM signal is coming in loud and clear. Yeah, that's because you're not close enough to Cuba to get the 560 from there. Maybe we could move our audience to Orlando.
Good idea.
Think that'd be a good idea? And you know what would go over really big the first time they heard it?
Go ahead! Eisner?
Oh.
Real big in Orlando.
You're listening to Neil Rogers.
You call that a penis?
Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign, this is take 9. Dwayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Dwayne.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Stomp of Blacktooth telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Stump. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs. And if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
All right. That was by request, by the way. You obviously knew that.
Obviously.
You didn't think I would play that willingly on my own. I was wrong. Dave Sager in Vegas says, where the machines are tighter than ever, baby, he says. Nancy Sinatra's given name is Nancy Sandra Sinatra Jr.
Wow. What
She's the offspring of Frank and Nancy Barbado, not the horse.
Oh, I see.
So in this case, the chronic was right, says Dave. Thanks, Dave.
Well, what do you
Nancy
know?
Sandra Sinatra Jr. Nancy Barbado. Barbados. He was married a whole bunch of times, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You couldn't complain about his talent because...
No.
He didn't have any. He was, boy, you talk about hype. You talk about the influence of the mob. Good golly, Miss Molly. That scene with Al Martino, you know, in Vegas, where they bring out the contract that Michael has Al Martino sign, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
To appear a few times a year. And we thought you could talk some of your friends, you know.
Right.
Doing the same. Those sure, Mike. I'd do anything for my godfather.
That slide.
Boy, could he belt one out or what?
No.
He sucked.
That strips my conscience.
That's bare, it's bitchcraft. Oh, boy, could he really puke out of tune. Why are you doing this?
Why not?
All the Frank Sinatra, all day.
New format.
Play some more.
Go ahead.
I am.
Go ahead.
Can't stop me.
Go ahead.
I'm in the control.
That old black man.
That old. Black man.
In its
spell. Oh, boy.
That old black magic that you weave so well.
That's enough. I'm going to puke. We're ordering chinks for lunch today, by the way. Anything you want?
Yeah.
I'm getting crispy ginger chicken. You ever have that crispy ginger chicken?
I think I have ginger.
Do you like chinks?
Yes.
Now, that'll be a good one to see in the pool.
along the Mississippi.
Why are you doing this, playing swill?
While the white folk play.
While the white folk play.
Yeah. Boats from the dawn.
I didn't know he was black.
Getting no rest till the judgment.
Now that I think about it, will you kill that crap? Now that I think about it, I mean, in Germany, there's a lot of black Germans. And in Amsterdam, of course, there's those islands people, man.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of them. But in Italy, I'm trying to think if I saw, like, many black people in Italy.
I don't know.
Like in Rome?
Tell me.
In my country, we have no Negroes.
Oh, that was great. Who was that? I forget.
Just a caller, just some guy talking to you.
He was the best.
Just let off his question with that.
Yeah, I think he croaked or something.
Probably.
I think God punished
probably
him
shortly thereafter, yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's one. It says two people conned their way into a woman's house in the 6500 block of Castaneda Street in Coral Gables. At 1:30 p.m., January 11, the victim, 83, answered the doorbell to a man who said he was the son of a contractor who worked on her roof. The man said he had to check something on the roof, but he also needed a bucket of hot water. A woman who was with the man went with the homeowner to the garage to get a bucket of hot water, but the woman kept telling the homeowner that the water was not hot enough or they needed another bucket. The homeowner realized she was being distracted, went into the house to find the man rummaging through a desk drawer where she keeps jewelry and cash. The homeowner picked up a bottle of vodka, waved it at the man and woman, telling them to get out of her house. They got into the truck outside the house and sped away. How do you like that? She chased him away with a bottle of vodka. Always good to have a big bottle of booze around.
Usually if you wave a bottle of vodka at me, I don't leave.
Or like a big bottle of tequila.
Sure.
I know where I could find that.
Where?
Upstairs. Big old bottle of tequila. It's like, you know, it's like
with a handle on it.
Like people have bandages in the medicine cabinet.
Uh-huh.
Well, in a Mexican household, there's always a big bottle of tequila.
I had no idea.
Big as a house. What do you mean you had no idea? You're talking crap.
No idea. What do you presume that I know about Mexicans?
Nothing. That's why you talk such crap. Although all of it's true.
I said I had no idea.
Yeah, you do. Jorge says, show is great. I love that go ahead bit. I laugh out loud when I hear it. Although I hate Chris Matthews because I'm a self-hating right-wing Julio. If you're taking requests, Dwayne Stomp is the best. See, there it was.
All right. Although the long
take care,
version.
Cuban George. P.S. Your boy Obama's off to a great start. Not. I wonder if there are any liberals paying taxes. No. Let's increase the alleged stimulus package to $5 trillion by adding another $500 million for street painting. Good idea. These 2 weeks have seemed like 2 years. Great job on electing a guy with no business experience and no executive. Yeah, George W., he had some good business experience.
Right.
I mean, when you can go into the oil business and go out of business and go bankrupt, you're really a hell of a businessman. Let's face it, man. They're all like, they all are what they are. Just the one we got now, he just talks a really great game. He's, you know, he's inspirational. He talks great. Mm-hmm. They're not doing too good a job of vetting the cabinet appointments, but nevertheless.
Oh, please.
How about to the tune of read a book? Pay your tax, pay your tax, pay your mother, scratch and tax. What do you think?
Sounds great.
It's got some possibilities. Do we have Greek on that poll of the food? I don't know what we got. I already sent it to Eric. Greek. Although I don't think I like Greek cuisine. I like what do they call it, the dessert?
Baklava.
Baklava. Oh, anybody who doesn't like that has got no taste buds.
It's too sweet.
I mean, I like it sweet.
Instant diabetes.
Yeah. So.
Oi.
You don't love baklava?
It is good. It's too sweet.
Oh, it's made with phyllo dough. Isn't that what they call it?
Yes.
Phyllo dough or phyllo dough?
Take your pick.
Feel this.
No.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. When I least expected it. Well, you know, here it is. It's minus a billion. Freezing. Yeah. I mean, like the end of the world. And in fact, yesterday, was the winter was minus 24, and this morning, minus 28. And the poor people of Florida, oh, gee, it's so cold. So here's this big article in the Herald by Evan Ben, Jennifer Mooney Piedra, and Jose Paglieri. I wonder if he's kin to Mike Pagliarulo, who used to play third base for the Hurricanes. Bundle up, South Florida. Grab your gloves, hats, and scarves. I still say I don't wear gloves. I've got some somewhere, but I would never wear gloves. Do you?
When I used to have to spend a lot of time outside, like when you're going sledding or skiing or, you know.
Well, I don't do those.
Right.
Things.
No, otherwise, no, you just stick your hands in your pockets. That's the key.
It's cold outside. It says a blast of Arctic temperatures has swept through South Florida for the past few days, bringing temperatures into the 30s in some inland areas overnight Wednesday. Oh. windy conditions across the region. Oh, and by the way, tomorrow being, we don't have a restaurant thing today, but it's already almost 1 o'clock, so they know that. We'll have one next week. And the good news is from last week, E. Corsini finally sold out. Maybe the word got around about how damn good the food was, because Flea was in heaven. And even though we had like 20-something, well, they were playing games with it during the show.
I heard that.
And then like the next day, they all got sold out legit. And tomorrow is our Pick the Pony deal, so go to WQM.com. That's where you'll find the link to sign up for it. In fact, I said to Flea, shouldn't we be having like a liner or something that people could read about that? Or shouldn't we be doing, oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, he's a good guy, but he's, you know, full of crap, like everybody else. Talk's a good game, but full of crap. It says, keep the blankets on hand for tonight when temperatures are expected to dip back into the 40s. Oh, how I wish. The chill will stick around Friday morning and gradually warm up just in time for the weekend.
Oh.
All right. Oh, Dave Duvall is retiring in April.
Who?
Dave Duvall. He's the weather guy on CFTO, CTV News. He's been on there for 50 years. I watch Dave Duvall every night religiously, 6:25 p.m. on CFTO. In April, he's retiring. I mean, when a guy's been doing something for 50 years, he's like part of the part of your family. He's like part of your household, part of the woodwork.
Or not.
You think?
Or not.
But at least he's retiring with class, you know, as opposed to being pushed out like they did to Weaver the Weatherman at Channel 4 at NBC 6, whatever the hell it was. And then, of course, he died. You know, this happens all the time. They screw over the good people and the people are beloved by all, and then they die fast. You grave robbers at NBC 6, you people should only croak what you did to Bob Weaver. Should only croak a wicked... And then, of course, Tony Cigaretto. What about him?
What about him?
I think Tony Cigaretto and Jimmy Syfilitic are the same person. By Saturday, high temperatures are expected to reach in the mid-70s with lows in the mid-50s. All right. Forecasters say they expect this morning's deep chill to be the last frigid morning for a while. No more cold fronts on the radar. Thanks God. Oh, brother. And now it's got a list of all the crops that they have to protect. It's the peak of Florida's winter growing season with citrus, strawberries, blueberries. Oh, it doesn't say raspberries. Sweet corn and tomatoes now being harvested. Tina Borak, owner of Tina's Pride and Homestead, which grows tomatoes, herbs, peppers, and lettuce. Lettuces, it says. Lettuces? Is that like cheeses?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, lettuces. Says the chill is a major concern. Everyone should be worried, she said. If we lose the vegetables here, that means there won't be anything in the grocery stores. No, there won't be any veggies. There'll be just a lot of food that people like
right.
Hamburger Helper and crap like that. You know something? I think I just inspired myself.
Going to have some Hamburger Helper?
I haven't cooked up a pile of that in years. Remember how I told you when I was in Sarasota and I got up to 266?
Yeah.
And the high blood pressure was causing those pounding headaches and sweating. And I went to the doctor. He said, you're going to be dead pretty soon if you don't cut the crap. And I lost 100 pounds. But I used to make the whole box of Hamburger Helper with a pound of ground beef.
Yeah.
And then take those big cans of Hawaiian Punch with sugar.
Oh, boy.
And down a whole thing, a whole pot of Hamburger Helper with sugar-laden Hawaiian Punch. Yeah. And I'm still alive to talk about it.
For now. You're listening to South Florida Sports Leader. 560 WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
It's not just the 1 to 2 hour. It's a phenomenon.
Obama, he's our candidate. Obama, get out the vote, because we love Obama. Don't care his name, sounds just like Osama.
Candidate!
On the Oprah television show, saying he is a man, but to me he looks like a mama.
I wanna get things done. I'm only 71, McCain.
That Reverend Wright, he must be crazy.
Once again, we're the oil companies. Take
were on a team that could not be any lamer.
From Alaska, Governor Sarah Palin.
Are you ready for the debate? A big political party. Yeah, we got McCain and Obama. They're gonna get this thing started.
Oh, the Dow, Dow, Dow Jones is down. And those consumer prices are slipping. A step for everything prices to it. Start with dropping the high price of spoilers could do it.
Just a bill, it's the bill I built, and they're debating it on Capitol Hill.
Baby, baby, OJ's going to jail for the robbery, and that is the verdict, got him nailed.
I'm not a doctor, I'm Joe the plumber, a hard worker, don't drive a Hummer.
We're the big three.
We're the big three.
Chrysler, GM, Ford. The jerks who flew our private jets and then said we're poor.
Oh, man, we are poor.
Well, it's better right now. It used to be high. You got a big smile, I'm telling you why. The price of gas is coming way down.
George had to duck some footwear during that farewell speech. A couple size 10 went. They came up at Iraqi's feet.
We were moving on up, moving on up to the White House. Kick the Republicans right out. Moving on up to a new height. And moving in with no money down.
Oh, well, I sure like that. That's a good piece of production there. Oh, you should play it once, and then that's enough, Neil. No. Yeah. They're all instructors, man. All broadcast instructors. Don't do this and do that and do this and do that and do-da-do-da. Well, that's Johnny Dork again. Don't start picking on Johnny Dork. So I'm going to order Chinks in a little while, and I have a feeling that they're going to deliver it, you know, before the show is over.
Okay.
So just be prepared. When I say, oh, the food's here, they're knocking on the door, just say,
go ahead.
You know, I will.
Like that. At any rate, Brandon says hamburger helper is excellent. When I'm lazy and really don't feel like cooking a real meal, I cook that up. My favorites are the lasagna, beef stroganoff, and cheeseburger macaroni. Oh, boy. I like all three of those a lot. Don't you?
Yep.
Especially the beef stroganoff. Mmm. And the cheeseburger macaroni. It's all, I mean, I don't know what to say about it. It's all chemicals, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah, right.
All that powder.
Yep.
Chemicals, a chemical feast. And you know something? We're still alive. And maybe there wouldn't be any cancer if we weren't eating all those chemicals. What do you think about that? But there was cancer a long time ago. Right? How do you explain that?
I don't know.
Everything has a carcinogen. The air that we breathe and the water that we drink and the food that we eat. And yada. And yet there was cancer a long time ago. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we used to have a cancer in this place, and then they excised him. They chopped out the tumor, and ever since he left, things have gone downhill fast. Boy, he was the mainstay in a negative, bizarre way. His presence was significant to us being around.
Yep.
And then the first thing Jolly Joe Bell did, Mo Howard David was done his last show on QM, and he calls me up to announce that to me, like something he should be proud of. And my response should have been,
Oy.
Oh, no. No more Mo? No more Schmo?
Ow.
I'm thinking 2 to 4 Mo and Gildy.
Sounds great. The characters, not the real people, right?
Right. Haven't I said that for a long time? We got 504 mm-hmm. votes, by the way. We can go now. 504. You got it?
Got it.
I'm not going to read the result because it's, you know. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's just getting burned out on the polls. None of them really Light Me on Fire. I like that one about the ethnic foods. That's good. Of course, Italian, like you said, will win hands down your pants.
Right.
You go into almost any city of any size, and there's a zillion Italian restaurants. There might be a couple of Mexican restaurants. Few chinks.
Careful.
What? Chinaman. And maybe a Greek restaurant. Right?
Right.
Maybe a Thai. And what else?
I don't know. Bottom line is Italian restaurants on every freaking block, practically.
Right, that's
at,
right.
At different levels of
with
it,
with the
too.
Red and white
right.
tablecloths, that's right.
Just you delivery,
got your mom and
hole
pop
in the
Italian,
places,
and you got
really
your very fancy
yeah.
schmancy.
Mm-hmm.
A $1.7 million court settlement in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul, is being announced today by a longtime legal defender of Catholic clergy sex abuse victims and a centuries-old Catholic religious order with an outpost south of Lake Mille Lacs. Whatever that is. Lake Mille Lacs? Sounds like lilacs. Mm-hmm. You ever smell lilacs?
Yeah, I love them.
St. Paul attorney Jeff Anderson said that along with the money, the Crozier's Catholic religious order involved in this abuse is required to make public the names of the living perpetrators with credible allegations made against them. Anderson said that a series of abuse prevention steps will also be revealed. The cases involved 9 men who were sexually assaulted as boys by the Crozier clerics in the 60s, 70s, or 80s. As part of the settlement, Anderson said, the Croziers will disclose documents regarding the abusers. Through this settlement, we're working to respond to these men with a sense of justice. And we hope this settlement helps them move toward peace of heart and healing in their lives. The statement names 4 of the perpetrators. 2 of them, Gabriel Guerrero and Greg Madigan, continue as members of the Crozier Order. I remember Joe Crozier. He used to be the coach of the Rochester Amherst. Hockey guy. Remember Joe Crozier?
No.
They were named in a 2002 report of a Crozier Commission investigation. And it goes on and on and on. Bada-beep, bada-boop, bada-bop. The seminary at Onamia was truly a house of horrors, they said. People were abused and suffered in silence and shame. Well, good old-time religion, baby. Oh, God, that's good. That's what it's all about. Brian says, Neil, why does WQAM come in like a local station in Orlando, yet a stronger station like 940 doesn't come in at all? Probably because they're directional. I don't know. I mean, I worked there, and I'm trying to think if we went 50,000 watts while I was there. I don't remember. But I know INZ is directional at night. I mean, badly directional at night. I don't know, but at least we come in somewhere good. Let's hear it for a signal in Orlando. Let's get those diaries in Orlando going. And you're always saying about how the emails are all fake. Now, you got one of these, but you never even mentioned it to me. And I got one from my good, close, personal friend, Dave Halberstam.
What's that?
An email.
Okay.
You didn't get it?
No.
It says, I sent a copy of this to George, but I'm unsure if you received it. Sorry for the repetition.
No.
I've been away.
He might have used the wrong email. I don't know. I never got anything from him.
Well, there you go. It's a column I did for Yahoo Sports, and it's got a link to it. The labeling of this list is a bit of a misnomer. We talked about it the other day. Tom Jicka sent it along, and Tom really botched it all up, Dave. He butchered it. And he got me to butcher it, too, because he said, well, how come Harry Carey's not on here and Bob Prince? Because there weren't network sportscasters, Tom. Anyway, it says it's really the most impactful 50 network TV sports announcers of all time as opposed to the best. Please be mindful it's only network TV, no local team announcers. For example, Mouseburger is third because of his overall impact on network TV, pioneering NFL studio shows in the 70s, doing play-by-play at the highest levels, Final Four, BCS Championship, NBA Finals, and then rising from the ashes after his well-publicized firing from CBS in 1990. He earned his ranking because of his cumulative success, not because of his play-by-play ability. Same with the others. It's an historical assessment. There is a capsule of each selectee. Yahoo also had one of its writers do a 50 worst, to which there were thousands of responses. I wonder why Jimmy Syphilitic wasn't on that list, Dave. Jimmy Syphilis, he certainly probably was put together before his horrible, unctuous work began. So what's the story about these rumors about Zagacki getting blown out in these UM games and Jimmy Syphilis getting blown out of the golfing cast? Wouldn't that be sensational?
Oh, Neil, God.
Real American a-holes.
Real American a-holes.
We salute you, Mr. Road Cone Placement Engineer.
Mr. Road Cone Placement Engineer.
After testifying against Vinny Tortellini, your membership to the Teamsters Union has been revoked.
Join in witness protection.
Now, the FBI has hooked you up with a swank job, riding on the back of a pickup truck for 8 hours a day.
Hiding in the wheel well.
You wear your card hearts with pride as you strategically arrange your orange dunce caps and endure the obscene gestures of the drivers you are so gallantly trying to protect.
Recipe for road rage.
After your three-hour lunch break, you make another pass, replacing the pylons so recklessly knocked over by old ladies and student drivers.
Make a left at the light.
With your Timberland boots giving you a confidence drive, you pick up those cones faster than a Metallica roadie on meth, prodding your foreman to pat you on the back and say, job well done, Hank.
Ow!
So we salute you, Mr. Road Cone Placement Engineer, your hard hat, your reflected vest, and your new last name. You are a real American a-hole.
Okay, 118, thank you so much. At 560 WQAM, Scott in Pinellas Park is back.
All right.
He says, my born-again gun-nut neighbors are NASCAR fanatics. This is in regard to the earlier poll we had.
Okay.
Let's put that one on there again. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
They have parties, which we've never been invited to, not that the wife and I would go anyway, whenever there's a race on, and they fly NASCAR flags as well as the Confederate flags 24-7. They think that Dale Earnhardt's something is going to rise up from the dead. You keep forgetting
zombie?
In the morning to tell me about this. His what?
I know. I wrote it down, too.
It's not a sport. It's an effing cult, says Scott in Pinellas Park, NASCAR. I don't understand the whole thing, you know? Round and round and round and round and round, you know, waiting for somebody to crash and get killed. And hopefully a lot of blood and guts. Isn't that what it's all about?
Sure.
NASCAR. Of course, your good, close, personal friend, Joe Costello, who's still wiping his ass from back to front, he would be upset for me to say that, so I won't say it.
Okay.
Oh, and what is with all these Catholic priest stories? Well, I think that one guy had a point. God. The Archdiocese of Boston continuing its long, slow effort to rebuild an annual fund drive decimated by the sex abuse crisis is today announcing it raised $15.1 million in its 2008 annual Catholic appeal, up from $14.6 million the previous year. I can't understand. Why can't we start the Church of...
Oh, God!
You know... tax-free, mm-hmm. and beg for money. That's what they do.
Sure.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I think it's a religion.
Damn, God!
The Church of, you were always talking about starting your own religion. The Church of...
Damn, God!
Then I'll split it with you.
All right.
Come on here. We'll start begging for money based on the Church, tax-exempt status of the Church. Mm-hmm. We got to file for tax-exempt, though. The successful campaign is especially noteworthy, it says, because it took place during a recession, although the bulk of the fundraising was last spring before the stock market really tanked and job losses multiplied. Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, you got some nerve, Maria Baggy-Eyed Bartiromo, sending us that crap, peddling your garbage on there.
Okay, so it makes sense if you listen to it that way, right? According to the Constitution, if you're a group that and you're getting federal funds is taxpayer money, then you should respect separation of church and state, right?
Well, the way that he wants to do this will respect the separation of church and state. I was in the Oval Office with him just an hour ago with all this council, 15 of us, and he said...
President Obama's faith initiative.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Are included in the economic recovery and the stimulus package, poverty as poverty reduction as a goal of this administration, reduction of abortion.
Get your religious horse crap out of our money. Get it out right now. Okay, stop. Stop in the name of love, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Avram Solomon. Stop. They just can't. They can't help themselves, can they?
Nope.
Anyway, getting back to this thing about the Archdiocese of Boston. The campaign is the most important annual fund drive of the Archdiocese. It supports the central offices now located in Braintree, Mass., which provided services to Catholic schools and parishes. Formerly called the Cardinal's Appeal, the campaign that peaked at $17.2 million in 2000, but plunged to only $8.8 million in 2002 at the height of the abuse crisis. Cardinal Sean P. O'Malley, not a big fan of his own celebrity, renamed the campaign to reduce its association with the personage of the Cardinal, and set an unstated goal of rebuilding the campaign by $1 million a year. Well, you people that want to give all these child molesters your money, go right ahead. All this tax-free money so they can, for fun and profit. And they can diddle while they work. Remember that song, Whistle While You Work? They diddle while they work. religion and politics. That's my psychic powers again.
Baptist organization that counseled troubled kids. This organization was getting federal funds. She told the organization, look, I'm a lesbian, but I really want to help these troubled kids. I have all this experience. I want to be a counselor. They said, okay, sure, no problem. All right, so she starts working for the organization. The next thing you know, a picture circulates of her and her partner. And she's fired. So, and her thought is, you know, why can't I be gay and work for an organization that gets funds from the government if I'm just doing my job? Why do they have to judge me on my sexual orientation?
Well, first of all, faith-based organizations have different policies. I run a faith-based organization, and we hire gay people. It isn't a problem for us.
Well, isn't that sweet? They're tolerant. They tolerate us fags like me. Andrew says the neocons and evangelists must be having a cow and a half right now. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital for pancreatic cancer. If she dies or retires, Obama gets to pick a human being for a replacement in the Supreme Court. Geez, I bet the Republicans are wishing this would have happened 3 weeks sooner. They're having a cow. The neocons are having a cow for lunch.
Moo.
No, I still don't, and never got an answer, not just from you, but from anybody else. How we determine what animals are edible and which ones are not. I'm not talking about religious crap. I'm just talking about in general.
We've had that discussion before, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah. It's very arbitrary according to the various cultures, as you know. We
yes.
don't want to get into any specific ones. But generally speaking, the animals that we use as pets or that look like us, we have a problem eating them.
Like mice and rats?
No. Those are nasty animals, vermin, so we don't eat them.
Dave Sager, begging for chronic status. Rosemary Holmeister is a longtime horse trainer, ex-jockey. She's not an ex-jockey. She's still riding. I believe she just had some horses at Calder. Her daughter uses Junior so as to avoid confusion with her mom. And by the way, Rosie Junior is very cute. There are posters out there, but she's no Jessica Pacheco. Forgive me if it's been done, but how about a poll on the one celebrity you'd like to kill so we never hear from them again? Oh, that's bad. This guy is just 954 with one pornographic, not funny joke after another one. Etta James has lashed out at Beyonce weeks after Beyonce sang James' classic at last for the Obama's first dance at the inauguration. At a concert in Seattle last week, Etta told the crowd, I'll tell you, that woman he had singing for him, singing my song, she's going to get her ass whooped, sarcastically calling her the great Beyonce. And she went on, I can't stand Beyonce. She had no business singing my song that I've been singing forever. She even slammed the president himself. You know you're Mr. President. You know you're president, right? You know the one with the big ears? He ain't my president. How do you like that, bitch, Etta James? James was unable to attend the inauguration for health reasons. And she's bitter about it. And picking on our president. How do you like that, bitch, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cliff and Kendall reports on Etta James. Remember Etta James?
Yeah.
Nobody else does.
Oh, Neil!
You're listening.
Ay, Luis Miguel, play it, baby.
The economy is shrinking.
Winter.
Light a fire.
But I couldn't afford the matches.
Recession. Shh, don't say it.
She covered her ears, but could still hear his voice.
Recession. Let's go back to Morocco.
I can't. I have a...
You have a...
Subprime. Mortgage.
Recession.
She took it all. My house, my car.
Recession.
My heart.
You could never afford me.
She never said why, but I knew.
I have to let you go.
Recession.
Shh.
She had a black heart and a pink slip.
Recession. It's not a word. It's a feeling.
Recession. The new fragrance from Calvin Klein. Recession.
Available at Big Lots.
All right. 129, I'm going to get some and smear it all over myself. I'm going to take a bath in it. 542 votes on the poll. Pretty good. Which of these places would you never be caught dead at? Gay bar, 137. NASCAR event, 115. In fact, Brandon says, having attended a NASCAR event in Homestead 2000 myself, I will tell you it was the absolute most boring 4 or 5 hours I ever spent in my life. Church, 77. Westland Mall Tea Room, 68. Nudist Colony, 35. Swingers Club, 30. Golf Course, 20. Miami High Line, 19. Walmart, 17. Cruise Ship, 15. Adult Bookstore or Porno Theater, 9. Here's one that says Houston's number one. Well, this is Rich in Orlando, senior restaurant correspondent, Central Florida Division for the George Rodriguez Show.
What?
Rich in Orlando, senior restaurant correspondent, Central Florida Division, the George Rodriguez Show.
I see.
One of your people.
I didn't even know why I had such a division.
What do you do? When the restaurant industry researches public popularity, the top upscale restaurant for the last several years has been Houston's over number two, the Cheesecake Factory. In fact, when I think of the Cheesecake Factory, I think of number two. So while you may hate the place, the Cheesecake Factory gets a lot of support. However, Houston's is smaller, more intimate, and serves great food. It would also be my number one, says Rich. In fact, my niece is a server at Houston's and quit the Cheesecake Factory for the opportunity to work at the Aventura location. She says that Houston's will send you home if you have a wrinkle in your shirt. Houston's is pricier but more sophisticated than Cheesecake, and the quality is great. By the way, my niece is a senior at FIU with a double major. Won't it be funny when she finds out that the job she gets out of college will pay a hell of a lot less than serving tables at Houston's? Yeah, it'll be really funny. Yeah. Not. Carney says about cancers. Seriously, guys, there is a cure for cancer that the government tries to hide. Apricot seeds. Or do you say apricot?
I like to mix it up.
I can't stand people who say apricot. Apricot seeds. There's a tribe of people called the Hunza who live in the Afghan mountains, and for centuries they've lived off and traded apricot seeds. Their currency is apricot seeds. They're one of the few civilizations that don't develop cancer because of vitamin B17 that's abundant in the apricot seeds. How do you like that? What's terrible is that the government will allow the sale of apricot seeds at health food stores and such, but it's illegal for there to be any verbiage about the properties the seeds have to eliminate cancer cells. Cancer is a multi-billion dollar enterprise in America, that's correct, and this remedy's been known and covered up for many years. In Germany and Sweden, there are cancer clinics where patients are given cycles of the seeds and usually cured in a few months. I've lost many friends to cancer and just learned about this while researching ancient medicines. Please read this and maybe we can save some lives together. Go ahead. Go ahead, it says. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Apricot seeds. Now, where am I going to find apricot seeds? Health food store?
In the middle of apricots?
I like apricots. I'm sure that you
Me
don't.
Me too. I'd love them.
You
why,
do?
Why would you say such a thing?
Because you don't like good stuff like broccoli and cauliflower.
Oh, what a comparison. Apricots and broccoli.
Anything that's good for you, you don't like.
Whatever. Sure.
Like
not like
nuts?
You.
Numb
I don't nuts? Eat, I don't eat healthy like you.
I didn't say I did. I'm not setting myself up as a pillar of dietary excellence. I'm a slob, and I eat crap.
Broccoli.
Just like I was just touting Hamburger Helper.
It tastes
earlier.
Like it sounds. Broccoli. What? Broccoli.
As a matter of fact, for dinner last night off a buffet, I got some broccoli au gratin, and it was outrageously
Ooh.
Good. In fact, at Ruth Chris, one of the best sides is the broccoli au gratin. And spinach au gratin. You probably don't like spinach either.
I don't, and you know it.
Well, why not?
It's yucky. I like
it is not.
Like raw
it's
spinach.
Delish, man.
Like a spinach salad, raw spinach? Yeah,
spinach,
sure.
No, not raw spinach. Food. Who wants to eat it raw?
Mushy. You say you don't like mushy beans. Nothing's mushier than spinach. Nothing.
Well, I got something mushier than spinach. I'll send
you
some.
Really?
In a bag. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Here's one from Jerry. It's about Mo. What do you know? An email about Mo. Hey, listen, if my bell rings, my phone... It's going to be the guy, and I got to go and punch in my code to open the door downstairs.
Okay.
So I'll run out of here real fast. And then, of course, like a minute later, he'll come knocking on the door with my Chinks delivery. But supposedly at 2 o'clock, so I think I timed it well. It says, I used to love the Neil versus Mo stuff. I would listen to Mo after you guys were off to hear his rabid responses. This is, of course, when Mo was doing 2-4. One of the funniest was the day he said something like, if management continues to support the previous show, as long as they pay me, I'll be satisfied doing nothing for the next 4 hours. He then took a call. The caller started out by saying something like, Howard, this is a talk show. It's a sports talk show, and the kind of stuff Neil does is not good, something like that. Mo said, thanks. Then the caller said, I've been listening to you for the last half hour, and in no time did you say,
doi.
That was it for me, says Jerry. That was it for him. Now, maybe you can explain this to me, but Mama B, who generally sends me some pretty good crap, sends me some advice on the print margins, you know, when I try to print these articles out. And the right...
Okay.
It's just annoying as hell. The right margin always gets chopped off. Neil,
right.
If you upgrade to Internet Explorer 7, your print margin in Outlook Express will be fixed. You should always Windows update periodically to keep your computer safe. Just press the Start button, then press Windows Update.
That is correct.
It is?
Yes. We'll do it tomorrow if you want.
Really?
Yes.
Well, let me put this over here in my Let's Do It Soon pile.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sounds great.
Go ahead. Here's one from Maddie, who says, I think these perverts need to be put in jail immediately, and why don't any of them, why don't I get any of these on my cell phone? Chicago, though youth is fleeting, images sent on the cell phone or posted online may not be, especially if they're naughty. Teenagers' habit of distributing nude self-portraits electronically, often called sexting, if it's done by cell phone, has parents and school administrators worried. Some prosecutors have begun charging teens who send and receive images with child pornography and other serious felonies, but is that the best way to handle it? Question mark. Hopefully we'll get the message out to these kids, said Michael McAlexander, a prosecutor in Allen County, which includes Fort Wayne. A teenage boy there is facing felony obscenity charges for allegedly sending a photo of his private parts to several female classmates. Another boy was recently charged with child pornography in a similar case. In some cases, the photos are sent to harass other teens or get attention. Other times, they're viewed as high-tech way to flirt. Either way, law enforcement officials want it to stop, even if it means threatening to add sex offender to a juvenile's confidential record. We don't want to throw these kids in jail, McAlexander says, but we want them to think. Think, like Urethra says, think. You got that song? Think.
Yep.
On Atlantic Records, Urethra Franklin, without that stupid hat. Think. Stink. Come on, you got it.
It's called respect, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the first line of the song.
Hoot.
Stink.
What you want.
Hoot.
Isn't it?
No.
Well, where is it?
It's coming. Oh, wait.
Hey, that's not it. I'm telling you, it's a song called Think. That's
there
not
it is.
The song.
There it is. Sorry.
Yeah, Think.
God.
You are so off, man. I'd be ashamed. Yeah, see, there you go. You better stink. It's not even close. It's not in the same ballpark with R-E-S-P-E-C-X-Y-Z-L-S-M-O-F-T. Lucky strike means find a backup. Okay, that's enough. This month in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, three high school girls who sent semi-nude photos and four male students who received them were all hit with kiddie porn charges. And in Newark, Ohio, a 15-year-old high school girl faced similar charges for sending her own racy cell phone photos to classmates. She eventually agreed to a curfew, no cell phone, no unsupervised internet usage over the next few months. If she complies, the charges will be dropped. If not, off with her a thing.
O'Neill!
Grab my junior, honey.
The other night, was there a fight on the 4th of July? 'Cause now his cousin's dead, a bullet in the head. What happened? We don't know. Something fishy smells, but he won't tell. So we'll ask Brian, what did you do? Brian, what did you do? Seems not so long. He was standing on his folks' lawn, and he was crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand. It was an accident with two shots flying. I don't know why your agent Drew claims the cop's reports aren't true. I want to know some more, so tell me what's the score. Brian, what did you do? Accidentally, or just maybe you're lying. What did you do? Lying. What did you do? Yes, now he's gone.
And from this moment on, we're asking Brian, 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 yeah, Brian, Brian, what did you do?
You fairy.
How's them Blades boys doing, by the way? Any of them still alive?
How are they doing?
145, it was just a rhetorical question. But, of course, if you want to give me an answer to the rhetorical question...
Go ahead! Go ahead!
That's what I was going to say. But don't do it.
All right.
Mama B says, just a word of warning, if you haven't run Windows Update in a while, it could take a long time to download and install all the updates. You might have to cancel in the middle if it doesn't finish before the show. This is probably it's probably preferable to do it after the show. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow morning before the show. Actually, with the latest Windows XP Service Pack 3, Windows runs faster. Well, what does that mean?
Faster is like the opposite of slower.
No, I don't mean what does faster mean, but I mean what is I don't get it. We'll talk about it in the morning off the air because it's really boring and ponderous. Mm-hmm. But thanks a lot, Mama B.
We ought to be fine.
Because if I can get rid of that chopped off right hand margin, oh, happy day. That'll make this thing perfect. Nigel says, I was just about to bitch George out for playing the wrong song. You better get your urethra straight, mister. Because you sure don't know it.
When I grow up, I want to be perfect like you.
Respect. Good God. Like I'm some kind of old moron. Like I don't know there's a song called Think. I can see the label now, Atlantic Records, red and white. You see it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's red and white. And the label, too. Carney says, thanks for reading that about the apricot seeds. You can get seeds here in many online nutritional stores. It's got a link. Just Google apricot seeds, anybody that's interested. I'm not going to like go through a whole thing with a link. We're not going to start peddling apricot seeds. It says they don't taste very good, but you can mix them in applesauce or whatever you like. I take about 10 a day. Well, who the hell cares if they taste real good if they're good for you, right?
Right.
Apricot seeds. Maybe we'll start a run on them. In fact, maybe when I go to Woodbine a little later on, about 3 o'clock after lunch, maybe I can take some apricot seeds. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Shove them in a machine, man.
Shove them in something.
Instead of those damn Canadian currency. And when is America going to get rid of the dollar bill? Oh. The loonies and toonies is where it's at, man. I'm telling you right now. Dollar and $2 bills. Get rid of them. Dollar and $2 coins. And, in fact, it's just, even in Europe, you know, the euro, I'm trying to think. Are there, no, five is the smallest denomination. Like here, $5 bill. Of course, in Amsterdam, they got like a lot of $3 bills, but that's beside the point. You better get there and get laid before it's too late. All the fun is going from Amsterdam. They're closing everything down. Idiots. WB says, pretty please, I'd like to have that sound wave for go ahead. Probably make the best answering device message. I think the best answering device is...
Yeah.
Is it possible to stick the sound wave on the site? Possible. Are we going to do it? Probably not. All right. Never mind. Go ahead. Rip me. I can feel the ripping coming. I deserve it.
You're
right. You're right. Don't have to go into a long list.
If this person owns a computer, they can make a sound wave out of anything that they've heard us say or play.
In the archives.
Yes.
There
Download
you go.
The whole freaking show, right-click, save as, and cut it up.
Good
to your
point.
Heart's content.
In fact, just in honor of him, let's play...
Go ahead! 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 Go ahead!
It would be a lot better, but I never put a trip cue at the end of that thing.
Oh, well.
I didn't figure I would need one, yeah.
I put it in the 360.
Did you really?
So I can go.
Go ahead.
Excellent. Well, maybe I'll stick it in mine, you know, if I decide I want to do a little bit of work. I doubt it, though. The Dow is up something. I don't know what it is. Do you care? I don't know.
No.
I don't either. A fool and his money are soon farted. Like the guy said before, and I've said it a billion times, it's like going to Vegas without the fun. Gambling. It's a pseudo-intellectual form of gambling, investing your money. Once upon a time, many, many moons ago, there was like, you know, a chance you'd invest your money and it would be safe and you'd make like a little bit of income and everything would be just fine, you know?
Oh, we're fine.
But now it's just another scam. Here's one that says, long-time listener, I love the show. Well, thank God. Don't change anything about it, especially the moronic listeners. I just watched the Oliver Stone, Eric Bogosian movie, Talk Radio. I'm so sorry. I'm wondering if you knew Alan Berg, the talk show host whom the movie's based on. No, he was in Denver, Alan Berg. From what I understand, he was a confrontational guy on the air, had many death threats before he was finally gunned down in the driveway of his home by a Nazi group that had targeted him for some time. I tried finding some sound clips of his on the Internet, and I found nada. I never heard him, I don't think. I mean, Alan Burke, we know. Mr. Burke to you, dummy. Different guy. Different deal. Also, George, you were talking the other day about how you need syrup to eat pancakes. What about fresh blueberry pancakes?
No, that was Neil that was talking about needing syrup.
Right.
I was saying I don't like pancakes, period. End of story.
When they're fresh and they're moist, they're delicious. It says blueberry pancakes.
I'll take the blueberry waffles.
Oh.
Pancakes are just too bready and nondescript.
Yeah, they're mealy. They're mushy.
Yeah.
And one last thing on today's poll about drivers. I was looking to vote for drivers who refused to move from the passing lanes while driving slow, but settled on the slow driver's choice. Anthony and Tamarack. Thanks, Anthony.
I don't think they drive too slow in Tamarack, do they?
Oi!
God. Richard says, I listen to you when I'm making deliveries. I really don't have a chance to participate, and so these are, of course, too late to add onto your poll or too late to bother to make any significance. One main irritant on the road happens at intersections where you don't make the left turn. You have to sit there another 3 minutes or so for your chance to turn left. Occasionally, the first in line is not paying attention till a barrage of horns wake the driver up. Often, the driver makes it through. Maybe one or two vehicles after that. Then you have to wait or run the light. Yeah. In fact, there was a Punjabi, a limo guy, a couple days ago. I'm coming back from Woodbine in the evening, and he slowed down just before the stoplight, just slow enough so that he would make it and I would not.
Bastard.
And I wanted to roll the window down. Punjabi, like that. You know, I didn't do it. Well, he might have been a terrorist, you know. He might have thrown a bunch of curry out the window at me. Boy, you wouldn't believe it, man. I don't know what it is, but like in different light like there's a lot of Haitian cab drivers.
Right.
And here there are so many, like, Indian cab drivers. And also Iraqi and Iranian and lesbianese and like that. Like my cab guy, who's a great guy. Well, isn't it great that we got almost to the end of the show and the phone didn't ring for the delivery?
Spectacular.
The guy didn't come pounding on the door? Because that would be, like, unprofessional, you know?
Yeah.
Unprofessional. What?
Like you care.
Yeah, exactly. Like I really cared more about the food than I do about finishing the show, which I do care more about the food because that's coming up. It's going to be
right. Good
Chinese.
Good.
565 votes on the poll. Man, we kicked some serious smelly ass today, if you ask me. Don't you think?
I can smell it now, still.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to go eat that Chinese and maybe smell even better.
And some food, too.
When I get done.
O'Neal! Bye-bye!